So the boss asked me, "Do you have a drinking problem?" Looked at the boss and said, "You damn well know you don't pay me enough to have a drinking problem." This is the perfect pour.
Episode of the perfect pour.
You can do visual things now.
I am not acknowledging the camera. Hi, Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here.
Clear for tape.
For the 300th time. Now I want all beer podcasts to bend the knee. We are taking over.
Oh, no.
This is all our. The all beer podcasting is now ours.
Oops, they can see our me kingdom. Drinking water now.
Either bend the knee or die. Okay? You can be warden of whatever area you are with your podcast. But no, you have to bend the knee to us now. We have 300 episodes. I don't care. We're the beers. We already got 300 episodes. Doesn't matter. We're the kings now. Like, we're the session. We've been around since the 80s. I don't care.
Don't have 300 yet.
We have 300. Now we make the rules.
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Dorktown Mikey has entered the building.
Yeah. Where's Bells to back me up here? It's ridiculous. Thank you, everyone, for getting us to 300 episodes. Take it easy. Hope you guys have fun. Podcast is over.
Bye.
Bye.
Retirement party.
Yeah. This is our retirement party. We got to go.
All right. We got beers to drink.
Thanks for being here. We got beers to drink. We had a very long tailgate because we're doing a live stream. And that, of course, entails, and we're not used to doing that. So we had to do a lot of stuff. And now Louie's waking up the neighborhood.
Way to go.
But during that tailgate, we had a McLeod Ale. I'm like, really, Louie? Come on. Louie! It wouldn't be an episode without one of the labs messing
Louie does
up.
Exist if you're
Joby's
wondering.
Joby's not here, but Louie is still, and he's messing it up badly. We had a McLeod Ale from Chew Your Beer. It was a Nightfall over Prague. And I would think it was a collab with Ingren, European Brewing Company.
Wow.
In the garden. I thought it was a nice beer.
Not bad. When I saw the dark color, I expected a stout, of course.
Oh, you got disappointed. It wasn't stout.
I disappointed myself.
And we also had a Dust Bowl Brewings of new cans of, what was it?
Hops of Wrath.
Hops of Wrath.
Is this the old
the
school?
Classic.
Hops of Wrath
from Dust Bowl. And one other tailgate beer was a one from Chef. It was
Noon Whistle.
From what brewing company is this?
It's from Noon Whistle, bro.
Brewed and canned by Noon Whistle. Gummy Vortex Northeast IPA. I thought it was a nice beer.
That was
it has
very
the
nice.
Pull top cam with
the top
comes off.
Oh, thanks. Chat room says we're the only beer podcast in their book.
Aww.
What? And give them gold stars.
And we're also. It was also said that we sit on the iron throne of beer.
Yeah, that's what? Right. That's right.
Is that what Mikey's been doing with all the aluminum cans? Is
building building an iron throne.
Aluminum throne.
Aluminum throne. We sit on the aluminum throne.
Benjamin Clark retracted his message. And then JC says, "Don't worry, Nick. I have a Lagoon." Lagoon? What?
Lagoons?
Lagoons chocolate milk stout from Odell Brewing for you. Because all the seasons.
All the seasons include stout. Seasons.
If you're that's wondering what's going on, Matt is interacting with the
Hop Hound.
YouTube
JC
chat.
JC is Hop Hound from Utah.
So if you want to just go on our YouTube Hop channel, Sound. Search for Perfect Pour. And don't go to that lady's channel. There's a lady now that has we're called the Perfect Pour. That's our channel on YouTube. this wine lady started the Perfect Pour channel. Wow. That's what she calls it, the Perfect Pour channel. And she has like way more followers than us.
Damn it.
And she started after us and stole her name and made it stupid. And
is doing better.
Doing better.
That sounds about right.
There you go. That wraps up 300 episodes.
This is what we've learned in 300 episodes.
Everyone does something like us, but better. So if you're like wondering what the hell's going on, look on the YouTube channel and there, that's what you'll find. So we did promise to Skype in people.
Ooh,
did we have a night in San Diego?
We haven't.
Louis on Skype?
Be more funny.
You suck.
Beer Night in San Diego just joined the chat. Right?
What the fish say when he hit the wall?
What?
Damn.
I get it, because he hit the dam. Yeah, There's a dam.
It's a wall in the water.
We did promise to, we'll hold off on the Skype here, maybe. Because we need to open up a new beer. I haven't checked yet.
Hurry up and open a new beer.
New beer. What's a new beer?
Oh, man, all the drops are going to suck.
I love gold.
Anticipate the drop. Your job for tonight is to guess what drop we're going to play.
What drop's going to play? There's a pause. This is from Exapero, Lawson's Finest Liquids, Chinookered.
I'm sorry?
I've been Chinookered.
Yeah, but
damn hazy kids, they Chinookered me.
You might have to have that checked out.
Ma!
I'm sure you get that lasered right off.
Ma!
Oh, it's an IPA.
They Chinookered me. We gotta go to the doctor.
Better check your Chinookereds.
Did they take your laundry money? No. They just done Chinookered me this time.
Chinookered.
Thank you, XL.
Mmm. What?
Not bad from the East Coast.
Is Viper Moraga, is that you, Jacob? Let's see. Beer Night in San Diego says, happy 300, guys. You guys are legends to us in San Diego. Love you guys.
Ooh. Yeah. You guys are the legends. We're just
New England beer.
New England.
Oh, yeah.
Waitsfield, Vermont. I hear the snow's nice in Vermont.
I hear Vermont's nice in Vermont. So there we go. We're going to do 300. This is the 300th episode. We're in it now.
Yeah.
We're in it to win it.
Is this the fourth wall? Are they behind the fourth wall?
They are behind the fourth wall.
Is that what that reference means?
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is everybody's show, so we're all just letting everybody.
I wore my finest Soundgarden shirt for everybody, in case you're wondering.
300th episode to go over the finest.
Matt won the shirt contest.
Yeah, he went up to everybody.
He's got the exclusive. There's only three in existence.
Ooh, perfect four shirts. My official.
Yeah,
perfect four.
Official.
Just send a self-dressed envelope to Mikey.
A lot of money.
He'll send you.
Whoa! Ooh. Holy shit! Holy shnikey! What was that?
We did not do that, folks. Please.
If you just heard a tone, that means you're crazy, and you need to stop listening.
Pacific Standard Time.
There wasn't a tone.
It didn't blow out your eardrums, anyway.
I just I think it might have been sending sound from my computer to the board. So
it's a two-way street. That cable is.
I just turned that off.
Okay, well, should we attempt some culture? Throw in a little culture here.
Yeah,
before we dig deep into voicemails and whatnot.
Look what you did there!
Open up the Skype lane. Somebody wants to.
Pending Skype.
Matt.
Mammoth Brewing Company has reached an asset purchase to take over Great Basin Brewing Company. Mammoth is now going to create its own parent company that owns the two breweries, basically just saying that they can share assets and be viable in the upcoming future. So
they're gonna collab forever.
Yeah. So they both plan to be
that sounds like a modern
independent companies, but together they'll use their resources.
All right. So that was you were just at Great Basin, right? Isn't that the Bakersfield one?
No.
That's
Great Change.
Oh, Great Change. Sorry.
Great Basin is Nevada.
Oh, okay. Where in Nevada? Reno?
Oh, it says Yeah, Reno, Nevada-based Great Basin Brewing Company.
All right. They like them eastern side of the Sierra action.
It's all hazy from here.
It's all hazy.
So they've been friends for years, and the talk came up.
So they're getting married. Is that what it is? Two breweries getting married.
My words.
Canarchy officially named a CEO. I guess they've been out without one for almost a year. The previous one they had was only in for about 6 months. I guess they claimed that they weren't really looking for one, but the situation arose.
To where isn't that when always love happens? When you're not looking, then you find it.
Wow. Why is everything a love story to you tonight?
Well, he's been looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, I'm trying to look in the right places tonight.
So, what's his name?
Is that what 300 is about? Are you trying to match?
Yeah.
Tony.
Are you looking for your craft beer match?
Tony yes. Short is now the new CEO of Canarchy.
And, how's Tony doing?
Oh, yeah, but Tony.
Basically, they just say that...
We had him on in episode 66. Remember that?
Yeah.
Nobody will remember. We could just say it.
We could just say things now.
He has more than 3 decades of experience in the beer industry, including serving as president of Major Eagle, which was one of the largest beer wholesalers in Florida. And Major Eagle? He also worked... For Anheuser-Busch for 24 years.
Bush. Get off that chair right now, Major Eagle.
Where he served as vice president of business and wholesaler development. Yes,
sir, Corporal Pigeon.
So it makes sense that this person became available, why they would choose him, because he was known for running large businesses. So
experience.
Sergeant Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crow.
And then, did you guys talk about Ballast Point?
No.
Probably not. Okay. So Ballast Point has officially reported that they are closing 2 locations.
Wah, 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 wah.
They are scrapping their plans for San Francisco.
No.
In the Mission District, they were going to open a tap room.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said that they don't know exactly how many jobs it's going to affect just yet. But it sounds like in...
All of them.
Eventually. Yeah.
In the Temecula area, it sounds like there's now going to be a turnkey tap room, maybe a small pilot brewery available for somebody to just go in there and swoop.
I wonder how the Downtown Disney one's doing.
Brewdog.
They're going to Brewdog easy, guys. You're going to get overextended like Modern Times.
And then they also, so Temecula was one of them. It. And then Trade Street is the other nickname for the other tap room in San Diego. What was it? Trade Street Brewery featured a 40-barrel brew house, a dedicated bottling line, wooden barrels, and capacity to supply approximately 275,000 cases of sour and barrel-aged beer annually.
That was some ambitious thought there.
Yeah.
Everyone's got all cases of sour. Let's up our sour capacity. Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go crazy with the sours. Yep.
Operations at Trade Street location will transition.
Kids love it.
Will transition over the coming months while Temecula Brew Pub will close immediately. So,
well, it sucks for everybody, all the regular working stiffs like us that aren't working there anymore.
Yeah, and they said layoffs could extend beyond the brewery and brew pub locations as well. A source with knowledge of the situation said positions in the South and Midwest, sales positions in the South and Midwest were also eliminated. So
that sucks. So don't pay $1 billion for a craft brewery.
They also mentioned that they might have overspent. Is that
the lesson? Yeah. There's a lot of overextending out there in craft beer.
Yeah.
We've learned these past couple of years. And so don't do it. I really wonder, like, BrewDog's just going nuts right now. It's like, bros, you're not looking around? Not a time to go nuts. Even Modern Times is having problems. So come on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I felt like our local brewery, Full Circle, would have tried to chime in on that to be like, hey, we did crowdfunding before you guys.
Already did it.
I haven't heard anything about that stuff.
Oh, the people that the full circle, the people that invested. Funding. Yeah. Oops. They're waiting.
Waiting and out.
Like that full circle Olympic. I still got to go down there.
So those are my news things.
All right. Nick, what you got?
Oh, boy. Well, we talked about Mammoth.
Chinookered.
Sierra Nevada is raising awareness for the trails of the West Coast. And so they're having pale ales for trails. They want to raise awareness and help people realize that we need to protect what trails still exist. So they're there for future beer drinkers like us to go and smash. Just kidding.
pound beers on and throw the cans out on the trail.
Yeah. Woo!
Take back our trails and rivers through action and advocacy. So they just want to make sure you know what we have here, especially in California, is what I'm gathering they're talking about.
Look at the topography.
Louis pissed.
Louis, hey,
not
Louis.
The trails.
Louis, the trails are fine, Louis.
Not the trails.
The trails are fine. I have a really tiny trail in the back corner of my yard, just by the way.
Oh, that's on there. Is that what he's on?
No, because it's gated off. He can't get to it right now.
That's why he's
mad.
There's a squirrel on his trail. He can't get to it.
Mm-hmm. There's a snake in your boot.
So June 1st is National Trails Day. They're trying to organize efforts to clean up parts of it. And who knows? Maybe you'll get a beer out of the deal.
All right. I like it. More hiking. All of us need to do more hiking.
That's just true. Especially, isn't there there's a lottery to hike Half Dome, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It only opens up one time a year, and yeah, you gotta apply, and if you don't make it in, you don't make it in. You don't get to climb Half Dome.
Man.
It used to be just free for all.
Free. Damn hippies ruined it.
Once producer Becky did it, and there was a rattlesnake on it, the trail, and these Europeans, not knowing anything, they're just like going up to it and like, woo, oh, they're like, no, 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 no,
taunting
no.
It?
Yeah, not even taunting, but just like, wow, this is really cool. And she's like, no, 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 back away.
No Europeans.
No, no, no.
Please refrain from touching the snake.
Yeah, it's not something to talk to.
He will not answer your questions.
No.
He will bite you in the eye.
Well,
Jerky Boys reference.
Wow, that's a deep reference, bro. I like it.
Okay.
More stuff?
And
300th episode!
300. This one's for Mikey and other fans of the heavy metal.
I like metal.
This is a visual, so please Google when you have free time.
Okay. Don't stop listening, though.
Look up Mark of Adroit Theory Brewing.
Mark Adroit Theory Brewing. Oh, wow. Hit that fridge mic.
Fridge mic's happening. But we can't see. They can't see it. They don't know where he went. They just hear it.
Yep.
It's a mystery.
Oh, he's pulling off a four-pack.
He's picking one off.
Hear that plastic? Yep. That stink sound of that plastic four-pack. Click, click.
Don't forget about this one hiding behind your laptop.
Oh.
It's getting warm.
Somebody poisoned the water hole.
What's he going to play?
Oh, gold. That one came through quickly.
Yeah, it went quicker than I thought. New beer. So,
had it.
From Zach's Brewing out of Fresno, California, downtown Fresno, California, off Fulton Street. You're looking. There is no mall there. It's just a street. Boring ass, windy street.
Yeah, I bet you enjoy that street.
It's called Boysenberry the Waterhole or what? Something.
That's great.
This is, by the way, this is producer Becky's favorite Zach's beer right now.
Right now. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, you never know what the next one could be. But
that's true.
This, if she goes down there, this is number one now.
This is an amazing beer.
What is a boysenberry?
Wow. It's like a snozzberry.
What does a snozzberry taste like?
Snozzberries.
Mm.
So,
yes, Nick.
Back to my culture.
Sorry.
If you
tangent.
If you are a fan of the scratchy, hard to read metal flyer lettering, this brewery has taken that and applied it to their beer labels.
All right. You got to really look and be like, what are they trying to do here?
So, Metalhead Label Buys. These guys are out of Virginia.
Yeah.
One of the more metal states, sure.
Yeah. Metal Virginia. That's what they call it.
Metal Virginia.
Metal Virginia. Metal Virginia. So, yeah. Go check them out. Look at their cool label art. Maybe find some label buys, some looking out fours. Yeah.
Metal Label Buys.
Please tell me what the hell their names of the beers mean, because I do not understand.
Oh, you don't know your grindcore.
I do not know my black metal.
Black metal vernacular. Grindcore. How deciphering decoder.
I didn't get my decoder ring, yes.
You don't know your guitarists, other bands.
Well,
can you tell those logos?
I lost I lost all of my pre-84 Slayer albums, so that's where the decoder ring came in.
Those are difficult. If you're really knowledgeable, it's the same as listening to metal when the singer is like, you gotta like listen for a while and then you start picking out what they're saying. But first, it's just like, what's going on?
French toast is awesome. I love maple syrup. Wait, is this guy just singing about breakfast?
Yeah. It's rad. It's like Sammy's style of lyrics. Sammy Hagar style lyrics. Got up in the morning, shaved my face, walked out the door, turned on the cocky.
Sammy, wouldn't you like to pick something that rhymes?
Going down the street. Gonna have a good day.
Sammy, this is your producer. People like lyrics that rhyme, please.
Oh, okay. All right, what else?
I can't rhyme my lyrics.
Wow, Matt was at the concert on Monday.
Sammy's touring with Mikey right now, just so you know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Circle tour. Circle jerk tour.
Michael Anthony just looked like the happiest guy just to have a job right now.
He's always happy. Mikey's the best.
Did he have the same sleeveless shirt that he was wearing 25 years ago?
Yep. And his Jack Daniels bass.
Yeah.
All right. I'm officially saying if anyone wants to attempt to Skype in, we'll see if it'll work. But I'm just saying, I don't know that anyone's up at this point to do it since we took a while to get here. But
no,
I'm just saying the Skype line is open.
Woo.
What else, Nick? Was that all the things?
That is my culture. Okay. Oh, just one thing about the mammoth.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if 25 years is the lifespan of a brewery.
Why? What happened?
That's where these guys, Great Basin, that's what they've been in business for. And they said, it's time to hang it up.
I've had a Great Basin. It might even be up on the wall.
Well, you have to imagine that the average person that starts a brewery is probably in their mid 30s. So. Mm-hmm. 25 years, it puts them at 60.
Yeah.
It's a point where...
I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just wondering if that's... We're just now hitting that mark on a lot of the original craft breweries. I wonder if the next wave will go further than that. Or is 25 years the lifespan of a craft brewery before being moved on to the next generation, whether it's sell out, close the doors... collab investment. Just something I thought about.
Well, I mean, they have automated brewing systems, so maybe it's like, maybe everything will just turn into robots.
Ah, download all your thoughts into the computer.
Do you want that hazy?
Are you sure you want hazy?
No, less hazy.
Are you sure you want? Oh, see, I'm thinking the future, you can like dial down your hazy, dial it up or dial it down. You're like,
dial up the haze.
Yeah, I want a General Sherman, but I want it hazy.
Oh,
and they're like,
why are you gonna?
How hazy do you want it? Super hazy, bro. Okay,
super hazy.
And he like hazes it up, and it's like, yes, good job.
All the haze.
So, how old's Taugaskoya, Matt? Roughly?
The brewery itself is 11 years.
All right, you got...
Well, it's existent. The brand existence is 11 years.
So you got 14 years left? 14. Did I do the math right? So 14 years left there. Then you guys...
Done. But the people that started the brewery, or people that are working with the brewery right now, are much younger than the owners and everybody else. So we're probably good for...
I'm just saying, 25 years. Mm. That's all you got.
That's all you got. I think David Bowie said it.
Was he talking to Major Tom?
No. Got 25 years. What a surprise. No?
I don't know all my David Bowie related. Okay, bro.
I'd tell you to leave now, but we need somebody to put this damn show together.
I just want to say that if you're in the Denver airport, there's a new Belgian brewery there now.
No, there has been.
Well, this looked like new news to me.
What?
Unless I'm not paying attention to my dates, but it came across my news feed.
Okay.
As if it was something new. In Concourse B.
Ah.
If you look, Howard, if you look at Concourse B and the murals at the New Belgium, okay? And then you look at the murals in Modern Times, they say the same thing. It's the deep state, Howard, okay?
Where did you go, sir? You lost me.
That was my bot Jesse the Body.
Mm.
Come on. It's a pull from the couple episodes
ago. Oh, yeah, I was totally going to say that. this is nice.
We got this, that, the boys in the water
hole. Yeah, let's watch your bunghole tomorrow.
Ah, oh, man. Now I gotta be work near a bathroom.
That's right. Fruit beers.
Woo. I don't care where you put me today, but I gotta be near a bathroom.
Hey, you got any of them bathrooms?
You can use the bathroom on your break, Mike. Ah, jeez. Okay. Do we sell pants here?
What? Got any spare pants?
Got any spare pants in the back?
I'd like to request spare pants, please.
We got a lost and found. Anyone got a waist 32?
I'll take bigger, but you know.
I gotta be biggie, but waist 32. I'm looking for that.
Yeah. Slim fit, please. I like to keep my figure.
I like to keep my figure.
Whoa. Oh my God. Oh my God, the sky blind.
Who could it be?
Could be our first live call.
Is it Paul?
Let's see if this works. Hello, you're on the perfect boy.
Hey, it's Matt from Tacoma.
Oh, do you hear us?
What?
We can kind of hear you.
Is there?
Yeah. Do you hear us, Matt?
Barely, but I can hear you.
Damn it.
What do you do? Oh. Mikey's trying to.
I'm doing an old school tactic of doing it. Let's see. Wait. How's that sound, Matt?
Oh, that's way better.
Oh.
You figured it out.
Look at us. Nice. Welcome to the show. Matt, what's your handle? We need to know handles, Matt. We have lots of
APT Brewer. I used to be an apartment brewer in Texas.
Oh, and you're up in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Matt from Tacoma.
When I first started calling, I was in Dallas, Texas, and someone called in or sent you guys a beer from Revolver.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And it made me so upset that you guys liked it.
Oh, damn it! That sounds about
this
right.
Is pre buyout. Really, this is pre buyout.
We're being nice. We hated it.
Yeah, it was the next week they got bought out by Miller.
Oh,
we made it just by a pinch.
Yeah, we still had it indie though.
That was how I started calling in though. I want to know when you guys started doing this podcast. Though. What year was it? Because I think I was living in New Orleans.
Damn, 2012.
Oh, good.
That was still in New Orleans. Yeah, it came up on Stitcher, I think.
Oh man,
were you OG, how man. Did you find it? Were you just looking for craft beer podcasts?
It came up on like suggested listening. So I was probably listening to some other beer podcast.
We got suggested.
Wow. Stitcher must have been low on beer podcast.
Yeah. There weren't many of beer podcasts.
Were you looking up the art of fart noises? They're all, you might enjoy this.
That's exactly what how it went down.
We know our audience.
Yes.
So you're a home brewer, right?
Yeah, I haven't been calling in because I became president of the number one homebrew club in Washington State.
Damn. What are you guys calling?
I'm giving you a little golf club. Clap, clap, clap.
What are you guys calling?
We're the Browns Point Homebrew Club in Northeast Tacoma.
Nice.
And we meet on Wednesdays.
Ah. Do you rotate your meeting points? Like the Warthogs?
I'm trying to. I'll let you guys in on a little secret. The brewery we meet at is going to close.
No. What brewery is this?
It's called North 47. I've said too much. I don't even say this to people in the homebrew club.
Oh, Well, hopefully you haven't turned them on to the podcast yet.
Ooh, a 3B Zine exclusive we're getting right now?
For sure.
Nice. Well, yeah, because I was worried because you're one of the ones I was like, oh, like whatever happened to Matt. Matt doesn't call us anymore. He probably stopped listening.
Yeah. No, I've heard every episode.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Where do you listen? Where are you usually listening to the show?
Friday on my way home from work right before happy hour.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, you're just getting all pumped. You're like, yeah, mm-hmm. Craft beer. These noobs. I'm going to drink way better beer than these idiots.
With the haze craze is so wild out here.
Really? I wouldn't think in Washington, or maybe is it just hitting there, or is it just?
No, it's full fledged. I mean, I got mad at Nick when he came up here and went to like all the tourist spots.
Oh yeah,
Nick,
first just time avoided local beer.
This is the first time I had to hit the tourist spots.
I was upset. I was like, "Geez!" And you're like, "I don't know if they even have hazy beers."
Well, he managed to, and this is what Nick wants. He wants to maneuver around hazy beer
real quick.
I did. Excellent job.
Mikey, the handle for Skype, is it Dorktown? Or
the Skype handle is dorktown.podcast.
Okay. One person figured it out, but let's see if some more people figured it out.
Matt figured it out.
Dorktown.podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pro tip for Seattle, the beer guides suck. So if you do want to hit up cool places, you must find someone local.
Yeah, you go to the tourist stop and grab the retired folk pamphlet. What do you expect?
Yeah. Oh no, I was using my Google, sir.
If it's not at Pike's,
it must be up to date.
If it's not at Pike's Market, then it doesn't exist.
But Pike's Market's two blocks away from Cloudburst.
Ooh, okay. Cloudburst.
The guy who invented space dust.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and that's the guy that was like, fuck this buyout, and he went off.
Oh, man. I saw him at Fresh Hop Festival, which was a week after GABF last year, and I actually won a homebrew medal at Fresh Hop, best Imperial IPA.
Damn.
Best day of my life last year. But I saw him the night before. I just ran up and gave him a huge hug. Like, God, you fuck buyout beer.
Yes. Yes. That was so awesome because he had the two other guys from Elysian are like, yeah, buyout. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it, but whatever, man. And then like a few weeks in, he's like, nope, this is bullshit. Fuck you guys. Well, later.
Exactly. And then the crazy thing was they won bronze for their hef, and they were the first people up on stage at the award ceremony. He just bust open his shirt. Yes. Says, fuck ABI.
All right, Mikey spilled.
I've already spilled beer. I just spilled beer, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Then put it over the headphones. That's good, too.
Yeah. Like, we'll just short out everything and maybe
burn it to the ground.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I made. I called in and asked what kind of beer I should make to put on tap next. And the conversation devolved into whether or not pineapples belong on pizza.
All right.
Yeah. About right. That was us. That was definitely our show.
And they do, if you're wondering.
No, they did not. And
so I made a pineapple jalapeno.
Mm.
Now that sounds
meatball
good.
Pizza Pilsner.
Meatball. Yes. Meatball. Meatball. How do you get meatball?
I want all of those things.
It's won best of show at three different homebrew competitions.
Boop, oh, boop, man. Boop. How many?
That sounds very Scotty B like.
Yeah, it's not it's not blue cheese.
It's blue cheese.
Gross.
How do you get meatball? Like, what? How do you get meatball? What? Explain the meatball part.
The trick is I just put black pepper in there and then tell people there's meatball in it and they believe me.
They're like, yeah, I'm getting the meatball.
Grain is kind of bready. Then you have black pepper. That's kind of that's half of it, right?
Well, there's people walking up to me and telling me that I don't know how you perfect the tomato in this, but it's delightful. And I'm like, there's like, no tomato.
No, you're like, you're missing the point. I can't tell you, but it's there.
Is that when you secretly say to yourself, people are a bunch of suckers?
Oh, man, people, you know, if you describe something, they'll fill in the gaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Nick does it to me all the time.
Nice. Let's figure out what you might get a taste in this beer then. This new almanac we opened up.
This year I won, they have a big IPA competition in February, and I won best of show at that, guys.
Oh, wow.
Pretty excited about it.
Congratulations, sir.
Not considered an IPA brewer in the circles, but I think I am now.
Apparently.
You're stuck now. You found a niche. Would you want to actually work in the industry?
Ah, dude, my problem is I'm an accountant. I run like a construction company, do all the accounting for a nationwide construction company.
Wow. No stress there. Cake job.
Just total stress. And then, homebrewing, you know, like at least one batch a week. I did 46 batches last year. So then I got a part-time job just making beer in the garage.
Damn.
But I make too much money to open a brewery or go pro, but not enough to actually go pro. That makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got a request from the chat room real quick. Hold on.
Oh boy.
Breaking news. Goes.
Breaking news from the chat room right now.
Wow.
Number one most requested drop somehow.
Yes.
As you were.
Yes.
Now, please
watch out for that hop creep. Watch out for the hop creep.
Ooh, I think we might have some more people interested in calling it.
Oh, so my we
God. Might, we might be taking requests all night.
No.
Tell people to look up show. There's a link on Twitter, guys. It's not that complicated.
It's on Twitter, all right? Figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to the tweets.
Now I'm worried because that's
go to the tweeter.
That's the line I use for Get Off My Podcast with Trent and I. And it's always very quiet. We just use it and we never have problems with like somebody like chiming in. Now, next time I record, there's going to be some perfect poor Yahoo. Be like, hey, bros, what's going on?
I mean, dude, like, no, I'm calling this line every time I get bored.
Hey, guys, just bored. See what you're up to.
Hey, Mikey, what's going on?
Yeah.
You producing?
No, I'm not.
Just waiting for the driver
Thursday,
to finish up.
Produce it.
Just be cautious if Mikey invites you to a private Snapchat.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, go over to my Snapchat, bro. Why do I want to do that? Oh, you'll see.
You'll see.
Oh, boy.
Here, there's a floaty pink flamingo with a beer in it.
On
my Snapchat.
I got all kinds of poop songs over there.
Okay. Oh, those were I stumbled upon that because I was skimming through the podcast. I was like, what?
What are we talking about?
Hey, this is what happens in this show. Very little beer talk. A lot of poop. A lot of pineapple pizza
discussions.
Yeah.
A lot of hot takes.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot takes. I like that.
Well, sir, thank you for calling us. Thank you for being our first Skype caller.
Yes. Good to know you're
live. Awesome, dude. Congratulations on 300, guys. You get me excited to go out and drink beer on Friday.
Yay.
That's for sure.
This is the goal. It really is.
Awesome.
All right.
All right.
Well, cheers, guys.
Cheers. Cheers. Matt right, from bye. Tacoma. Bye.
Bye. You have a good work.
Oh, he did it. He did it.
Guys. Mikey gave me access to sound drops. I might be able to drop some sound.
Yeah.
Drop some sound.
I didn't know it was that easy. I was like, I was in there and I was like, share with somebody. I was like, okay, I'll share this. And it just did it. I was like, whoa, I did it.
Wow.
Ooh, I like this song.
Oh my God.
Apparently we know which Let's one of us Mikey happens. Likes more.
You've contacted the Perfect Pour. You're live on the show.
I don't have access to anything else, Perfect Pour.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on? Oh, I
thought we were getting trolled for a minute.
Hi, caller. Who are we, who are we speaking to today?
This is Cody from Beer Night in San Diego.
Woo! Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Yeah!
This is an exclusive.
We are retiring after tonight.
We got some A-plus celebrity right here.
Should I? Can I still say? Right. Can I still say 3B Zine exclusive? Or is that?
Of course. All
right. 3B Zine exclusive.
Oh, that okay. That Cody.
That Cody.
I already heard you say it once tonight.
Oh no, he's listening.
I know. I'm an asshole. Sorry.
Wow. What's Matt's day job is bleeding over into his hobby. Sorry, folks.
Cody, man, thank you for calling us.
Of course. I'm stoked that I finally got through. I haven't been able to get up there and actually hang out with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So this is as close as I can get to you three.
It's quite the trek. It's quite the trek. We understand.
Yeah, I know. It's my fault, though.
No, I've done it. The San Diego to Fresno trek, especially on a Sunday evening, very bad. Very bad. I don't suggest it to anyone.
Oh, look, 6 hours. Cool. just kidding. It's 9 hours. Yeah.
Oh, 6 hour trip? Oh, okay. Nope, 12 hours. That was the last time
I
did it.
If I can hear that beautiful voice of Matt's in person, it's worth the drive.
Ooh, my goodness. Smooth jazz. Would you like Matt's Snapchat account?
Matt and Nick both have. You get the best voices in podcasting, if you ask me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, so deep and so just sultry.
Oh, my God.
There were a couple people at work that used to give me crap because there'd be people that'd come in with Matt crushes. Ooh, they'd be like, is Matt from The Perfect Pour here? And they'd be like, oh, let's go get him. Hold on. He's in his office. They'd be like,
oh. Let's pull him out of what he's doing.
But I mean, it's very humbling. It's very humbling. But
how do you handle that when that has to happen, though?
Usually with free beer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
I try to comp them the free beer.
Oh, now everybody's going to come in there. I listen to The Perfect Pour. Where's my free beer?
I just feel bad because, like, sometimes people that do come in, it's like they have zero photos of themselves on social media and they don't have their real name. So they'll just walk in. They're like, hi, I'm Joe. And I'm like, hi, Joe. He's like, I'm Joe's Auto Parts on Instagram. I'm like, oh, okay. I know who you are.
Connection made.
Yeah, Joe. He sells the auto parts. Yeah. We all know Joe. Duh.
Yes. Always come to us with your social handle. Yeah,
just because
otherwise we have no idea.
Little name tag that says Joe's Auto Parts, and be, oh, hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, some guy saw us when we were recording at some event, and someone came up and started talking to Tom and I, and he was like, "We met before." I was like, "Sure." Right.
Everybody's girlfriend's in there, pal.
My girlfriend's in there.
Lots of people's girlfriends.
I'm glad you're here because every time I listen and I'll see you guys on Instagram or something, I'm like, dear God, every week you have to do a mobile setup every week?
Sometimes we sort of have the home base situation set up now, but we were out last night and we had to take the mobile stuff out.
Yeah.
But we have it set up pretty, it's we don't have a board like you guys have.
Okay.
Like if we had to carry that board around, I could understand that would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's my question is like, do you just have it like down to like a small, like laptop sized briefcase? And it's just like maybe like a couple of mics and plugged into like a mobile recorder? Because I know there's some, they have like XLR ports on the side of them now.
It's funny you say suitcase because it sounds like a joke, but it literally is a suitcase.
Awesome. Yes.
And it's got microphones and we have an 8-channel mixer. It's the same thing, so probably similar to what you guys use, but it's not as big.
Okay.
It's like a rack mount, you know, like when you see a band play, they have those cases and they have the rack mounted gear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rack mounted mixer, just not in a rack, obviously. We just carry it.
We actually have one of those around here. We have a little Tascam. I think it's like a 12 input, but yeah, it's a little single. I don't know if you call those DINs and racks, but yeah, just I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what we use when we go out. Because I was offered a big board, like a 30 channel one. I was like, there's no Ooh. Chance I'm taking that.
Oh man.
Yeah. You guys got a forklift?
That's yeah,
exactly.
Is that the equivalent of taking a typewriter to a cafe and
writing your blog on the typewriter? Write all my favorite words.
click.
Brown.
Rectangle.
Rectangle.
Butthole.
Butthole.
We're not trying to record the Black Album. So
yet.
This is the board they used to record Abbey Road.
Exactly. We don't need that.
I don't know. I think that's a
300 episodes. Like a warm what do you guys plan for tonight?
You're it, bro.
You guys have a rough night ahead of me.
I left my notebook at home on accident, so I'm hoping that the callers just keep the show afloat from my side.
Yes.
There's a lot of voicemails I feel like getting through.
Are we getting a double Skype?
How does that happen?
Can we patch somebody else in?
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Apparently Mikey's got special powers.
So I don't need to monopolize. I just want to call and say hello.
No, this is awesome. Thank you, Cody.
Now let's see. Let's see if we can do
There's two options there. Choose wisely.
It says
answer and hold or
It doesn't give me.
All right.
God dang it.
You guys go ahead and take other calls. I don't want to monopolize. I just want to call and say hello. And congratulations on 300 episodes.
Thank you.
You guys are freaking killer. We love you guys down here. You know that.
We love you guys.
A tear into my beard.
Aww.
One of these days, Tom and I are going to get up there and visit you three.
Aww.
Mark my words. We've been planning on it, just as we haven't been able to figure out the scheduling.
Well, now that Zax is opening, I'm fully welcoming all Fresno trips can happen now.
Are you really just trying to say that you're waiting for your favorite brewery to hit Fresno, then you'll come to town?
Oh, no, I would love to.
Monetize is out of money.
How well you know Tom or whatever. Tom's got a crazy schedule. It's hard to get him out of town. Yeah.
Okay.
Is Modern Times cool? Is everything cool with Modern Times?
I don't know, man. I don't know where that's going to lead. I know they raised a lot of money in a really short time, but from the outside, it doesn't look like, I don't know if it's a good thing that they're doing this. It sounds like, I heard you guys saying on the show earlier tonight that they probably overextended, and that's kind of how it seems.
Right.
Damn.
And they're like,
a lot of the rumbling down here, people are talking about that, you know, there's a lot of beer fanboys that have been keeping them in their growth path successfully with, you know, the hazy beers and all that stuff. And when it comes to investment money, you know, fanboy money can only take you so far. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's a bad thing, if it's a good thing, but, you know, they started doing the whole employee ownership and that was cool. And now they're letting, you know, random schmoes like me, like buy in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time will tell, I guess.
I got $100.
I don't know what you're doing, but I'll go ahead and take my money.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. And it was an expensive investment for one share. It's like 250 plus.
Oh, okay.
That's a steep thing to buy into something if you don't know exactly what the plan is.
Right.
It's a hell of a leap of faith.
Yeah, I definitely want them to do well because they're blazing trails with like getting like, hey, we're only X year, you know, what was it, 1 or 2 years old, and we have benefits for employees, and that needs to be an example of more places. I know money's not just, you know, falling on everybody, but it's kind of cool to see them blaze trails like that with.
And there's nothing. No one's going to ever say that they do anything bad. I mean, I know you guys are fans. We're fans. Everybody seems to be a fan.
Right.
Yeah. I still cannot bring myself to spend $18 for a 12-ounce can.
$18? That must be a clearance one. The last four-pack was like $37, something like that down here.
Woo-hoo, okay. So it's not just Fresno markup.
Oh, we got the San Diego market too. But not only that, I don't know if you guys remember hearing about this or if it made its way up there, but they did some barrel aged beers a couple years ago. They're supposed to be for members only, and members were pissed off because those things showed up in on store shelves for cheaper than the members paid for.
Oh yeah, that hurts.
Mm. And that's a hard pill to swallow if you're a member.
Yes. Right.
And I don't mean to talk bad on them. That's not what I'm trying to do, but that's just fact.
Yeah. Right.
That's
We love them. It's just
we're too far removed. We would never know that was happening.
But so, it's just a lesson, especially now. And I know maybe everyone was a little slow to catch up, but like now we sort of realize, like, let's all chill out with like the over expansion. Let's pull it back. And and that sucks because you, like Matt said, modern times is doing all this cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
And right at a time where everything's in a downturn, it's like, you got to do something. And I appreciate that they're like at least turning to the fans first and being like, we need some money. We've made our salt with like being indie. We really could use some other people's money right now, but like, we're modern times that would look really bad if we got other people's money. So like, please, everybody that supported us, could you maybe invest in us right now?
Right.
And that's what feels like what's going on.
So, Cody, before we let you go, I have one proposition for you. If you guys are tired of lugging your gear around, I heard from an inside source that there might be a very small brewery that's going to be going on the market.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. It might be a perfect place for you to set up shop. You know, just a podcast studio, brewery with sour beers and 40 barrel brew system and stuff like that.
I did hear a little bit about that.
you might want to consider it.
Let me. I got to talk to my accountant. Well, see how many billions I have sitting around.
Well, you and Indie Beer Show form a different company that's you guys join together.
Beer Podcast Alliance.
And then
where you guys fit in with that? Why can we bring you guys in and we can do a three-way?
Yeah,
sure.
The trifecta of awesome or what?
Yeah.
You've seen Arrested Development, right? Where isn't that the one where the people are on the iPad or like
What? I don't know what you're getting at.
I don't think you've seen Arrested Development.
No, maybe I'm thinking
there's a hot dog stand, all right?
I'm thinking of Community. Community had robots with iPads so people from prison were able to go to college. So we'll just do that with podcasting. We'll just put our headshots on iPad robots, and then we could podcast remotely in San Diego.
Done. That would be great.
All right.
Solved.
Sounds easy.
What's that Marvel movie where they have the holograms, or what's that movie with the hologram people that are sitting around in a room and you can all talk?
It's called Star Wars. One of you guys gotta know what that is. It's called The Phantom Menace. Well,
Star Wars is one of those movies, but I was thinking of something else. But I'm having a hard time remembering it, so it's probably not what we're talking about.
He will not be trained.
Wow. Oh, great. Thanks. Now you sent Mikey off into Star Wars land. As if now Sammy Lane wasn't enough.
If the three of us joined up and did an alliance and called it the, you know, trifecta of awesome, then we might get in trouble. Modern times might want to use that for a beer name.
Oh, that does sound like a bit.
We'll just sue them for all their equity money.
Yeah, right? There you go. And that'll pay for us to buy a 40 barrel brew house with a bunch of sour beer sitting around.
Yeah.
With all the sour beer we made.
Look at this business plan. This is amazing.
This beer's all sour.
Sour beer is going to explode off the market, guys. Okay. I'm telling you.
Now you guys can't release this because of all of our business plans have been released.
Oh, damn it.
We'll edit it out. No, we won't.
Just say trademark and then we're good. Then no one can
trademark. Trademark.
There you go.
Trademark awesome podcast alliance.
Well, you guys go on. You should take some other calls. I don't want to monopolize the show. I just want to call and say congratulations on 300 episodes. You guys are amazing. We love you down here. Pour was the first podcast, first beer podcast that I ever listened to consistently ever.
Yes.
Thank you.
So woo-hoo! Keep it up. You guys are awesome. And hopefully one of these days I'll get to meet you three because hearing the voices and listening to you guys do the work you do for so long, it'd be great to share a beer with you guys one of these days. Wow.
Likewise, sir. Likewise. Yep. Everybody on your show, especially we definitely.
And Nick, when are we going to go to Disneyland, man? Last question.
Oh, oof. When's my Disneyland window this year? Probably November.
November.
Yeah. Let me know. I'll meet you there. I'll buy all beers on me.
Woo-hoo. All the Ballast Point beers. All the Ballast Point
beers. This is a trap.
All the Ballast Point beers $1 billion can buy.
Yeah, we're gonna wait out the Star Wars land a little bit, so I don't think it'll be till later this year.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. But sounds good. We will converse about the Disneyland.
Sounds great.
Hopefully you don't have to
keep up the good work, guys. I have to say it.
All right,
thank you. Keep up the good work. Oh, we love you down here, and congratulations on 300.
Man, thanks a bunch.
Gracias. We love you guys, too.
All right, so Hot Pound, he chimed in the chat. He said...
Later, boys.
See ya.
Later, Cody. Thank you.
Cheers.
He said, so with the modern time situation, I think they'll be okay. It's worked pretty well.
All right, that's too intrusive. I apologize.
Easel, I think they'll do pretty well. It worked pretty well for BrewDog. They raised a lot through equity for punks. He's on Modern Times needs to expand their distribution first before they start scaling up more. So, and then he also said we should just rip off Canarchy and call it Podarchy.
Podarchy.
Podarchy. Ooh, there you go.
Podarchy.
All right. So three Bezine / Beer Night in San Diego with Indie Beer Show. And there you go. It's a Podarchy.
Podarchy.
Sorry, bros. Uh-oh. Thanks, Cody. Man,
Times
good.
Is doing a podcast.
Look at Skype worked out.
Lumber, ooh. Call. It's your turn.
Lumber,
get in here.
Hurry up. We're going to go into voicemails. We got a lot to get through here. So
if we leave off some stuff today, it's not.
Well, yeah, I'm leaving everything else off now. It's just going to be voicemails and intro.
At this point. Roll the credits.
Roll the credits. See? Well, let's as we wait for possible calls, let's get in to some voicemails. I don't know where I'm at, dude. That's not the right. Why is it going on that one? It's not gonna work. I have to decline that. Why is it? Oh shit. Cause I've got two accounts are going on right now. I'm gonna just fucking delete that shit. How's that? We're just working on the fly, guys. We don't usually do live fucking shows. All right.
Welcome to the live perfect
call back, sir. That was calling right now. Call back.
We just drank a Love Hazy IPA from Almanac.
We did.
It was pretty good. from pretty the good. Brewery that stopped doing clean beers. They are now doing there clean beers again. And now we're drinking a piece of cake because it is worth celebrating.
Aww.
The 300th show.
It's our birthday.
That was brought to you by Matt Bolt.
You drinked the perfect bar.
Hey,
long way to go,
and a short time to get there. Hey, look at old Bandit Room.
Is this Dorktown? Are we on Dorktown right now?
Are we getting a live podcast calling?
Is Dorktown calling us?
What's happening? Welcome to the Willards.
Willards. Willards. Willards. Willards. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, how did that happen? I
mean, are we hypnotized now?
This is Lumber Jose calling me.
Are we listening to a voicemail or are we interacting live with it? I don't understand.
East Coast, it's like, what, you said like 2:45 in the morning? 2:50 in the morning?
2:53 in the morning right now.
Wow, that's dedication.
I got off work like 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
Where the hell do you work at a strip club?
Well, I mean, maybe.
He's in the announcer's booth.
Coming up next.
They don't call you Lumber for nothing.
They don't.
Strip club? Is that what's going on?
I can now, since my attempt at it failed so miserably the first time, I can try it now. Welcome to the Perfect Dram, the podcast all about
the
whiskey.
The one night I don't bring my whiskey.
You didn't bring your whiskey?
No, you don't understand. I've had a airplane shot of whiskey in my backpack waiting for this moment, and I finally took it out.
I was trying to listen to a whiskey show.
Oh, sorry. Carry on. Mike wants to learn about whiskey.
No. Wants to learn about whiskey? Nick, bourbon or scotch? Or Irish.
So, no Irish.
Oh, he actually prefers Canadian?
I like the Canadian stuff. It's really sweet.
He likes the Canadian stuff?
No. Matt's messing with you and me.
Okay. Is I was going to say, podcast canceled.
No 300.
I'm going to have to go bourbon.
Yes. Yes.
I do love a good scotch, but I do find more bourbons appealing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. Enough about bourbon. Let's get back to the beer.
Back to the beer.
So anyway, live, exclusive from the Florida Perfect Pour Reps. Ooh. I'm about to give up the secret of how we blew Mikey's mind for three podcasts.
Oh, no. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So here's what happened. The reps were having their get it. I was on the road for work. And what I did was I had Hoppy Libations me the voicemail before she sent it to you.
Dang
it. And then I just recorded on top of it on the same day.
That's brilliant, good though. Thinking, dude.
Yeah,
that's,
it was pretty.
That's next level. Next level thinking right there.
Yeah. I mean, it worked. It went out pretty good, especially because it was completely unplanned.
It blew my mind until late, like the next day. I was like, "Wait,
I record things. Yeah. I know how this works."
Like, she sent him that, and then he did that. Because at the time, I was like, "What's happening? I don't know what's happening. How is he doing this?"
Were they collabing? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
That was a collab voicemail. Collab voicemail. Man. Well, congrats on 300, guys. Thank you. I'll have you know, I don't know, I claimed the Florida rep, but I've repped for a variety of states. I was in the military when I started listening to you guys.
Oh, wow.
Weren't you in Georgia before?
Yeah, I was in Georgia first, and then I moved down to Florida when I got out of the service.
There it is.
I wonder if we still have that in the notes.
No, yeah, because I always thought of you, you're in like, weren't you in Athens?
Is that right? I lived in Augusta.
Oh, okay, Augusta. You're right.
Yeah, one of those towns.
Yeah, one of those towns with A's.
Yeah, well, little towns over there with the golf course and whatnot.
Were you ever a walking?
Lots of guns.
Were you ever a Walking Dead stand-in?
No, I was not a Walking Dead stand-in. Frankly, I'm not even into the show. You can hang up on me if you want.
Couldn't care less.
No, man. I got to the part where the dude stuck in the tank, and I was like, this is bullshit, and I turned it off.
This would never happen.
Well, that's far.
Oh, I was just fucking retarded. No, I was like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
Fuck you. You're cool.
You're cool. That's right. I'm out. Anyway, so, I mean, the final thing I want to bring up is really something that's been just like you've been mulling over how I did the voicemail inception. Yeah.
Grinding your gears.
You've never asked. You've never answered the vehicle's question, Mikey. Is it really a work truck with light bars?
And it looks like we never will answer that question. Click. Goodbye.
Well, thanks for calling. See you later.
I will say this only because it's episode 300. My work truck does have a light that most trucks don't have.
Ooh.
I'll just say that.
Good. I like it.
It's
like
not a light bar, though.
He's talking about the truck nuts that light up when you hit the brake pedal.
Yeah.
I have
600 to hear about.
That's right.
I have the nuts that hang in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
I have those lit up. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. LED truck nuts.
Yep. Yeah. LED. That's me. Ooh, that's me.
Eco friendly.
Yeah. Awesome. I gotta use least power as possible.
Okay. That's hilarious. Lumber. LED truck nuts.
Thank you, sir.
You guys are starting so many businesses on this episode. The podcast collector.
It's not ours.
LED truck nuts. Oh, man.
Trademark.
So
this thing's better than Shark Tank.
Next week, we'll see the ShamWow guy doing LED truck nuts on late night TV.
As seen on Perfect Pour.
You're going to love my
nuts. You love truck nuts. You love showing them off. You're like, it's hilarious, right? Right. But what happens at night? Nobody can see your nuts. How about LED nuts?
You're gonna see my nuts. Wow,
that's a great idea. You're gonna see my nuts from a mile away. You're gonna be like, are those nuts? And they're like, yeah, those are nuts.
So
clearly I can see your nuts.
I know I'm due to send you some angry chair.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it. Oh my.
I'm working on it. It's just man, it's believe it or not, it's actually hard to find even in Tampa. Is you have to like really
truly Linefest beer?
Oh yeah, it's definitely Linefest beer.
Wow.
What I usually do is like I've told, like I said in the previous voicemail, I look for it at like other places and try to see if they'll fill me a growler or fill me a crowler or something.
Do they?
I'll see what I can do.
Regular beers, but all we've had is stouts so far. Is that what they do? Is that all?
No, man. They do IPAs, saisons, sours. They do all sorts of stuff.
Well, these stouts we've had are pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, Angry Chair is really good. Really good. Damn. Really good.
So they do no packaging as far as outside of the breweries?
Let me put it this way. I've never seen a can of Angry Chair.
Okay. Wow.
I've never seen a bottle of Angry Chair either.
Well, we just know somebody out there is sitting on that Angry Chair.
Are they
looking at the angry walls that steal the air?
Yeah.
Their stomach hurts, but they don't care.
They don't care. Not at all.
What do you see across the way?
Hey.
So,
I see myself molded in clay. I don't know what you guys see.
I will tell you that this show has some amazingly awesome, like, low-key jokes, and the best ones are when you guys are dropping lyrics just randomly. I love it.
Yeah, you that's know. Weird you say that now because we weren't doing that right
That's
now.
Amazing. That was just a totally normal conversation.
Yeah, don't know what you're talking about.
It's our specialty. Okay.
Specialty.
Very cool. Yeah, you know, I got my pencil, so I figured.
You know. Oh, sounds like you need something to write on.
Yeah, I need something to write on, for sure.
I don't feel tardy.
Oh, live tangent.
Wow.
Yes.
Lumber, the first Skype tangent. Yeah. Cooperative.
Take that, California reps. Take that. Yes. Voicemail. Skype tangent. Bitches.
Wiffo, please take note. Episode 300.
Wiffo, and you're in year 2023 listening to this.
Yeah.
Please take note.
Yep. All I can say is now I'm putting myself up. I've just surpassed Fontana Jim and
ooh.
Two-year beer.
Ooh.
I tangented not being there. Yes.
Remote tangent. Satellite tangent.
Wow. Yeah. Especially because there's a delay because I got this hotel Wi-Fi.
That's the worst Wi-Fi in existence. There's nothing worse than hotel Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi in
free Wi-Fi
in quotations.
And it's only working because it's 3 a.m. there. If you're trying this at 3 p.m, no way that Wi-Fi is working.
No, nope.
Because
you know you want to.
Because little Lucy next door is on Roblox right now and using up all the Wi-Fi.
Damn.
You know it. But go ahead and hit that second tangent button because now we're talking about hotel Wi-Fi. Go ahead.
Yes. What other beer podcast talks about hotel Wi-Fi?
I think you're enjoying these tangents a little too much.
Yeah.
I think you're cut off.
It doesn't count if you're trying to tangent, bro.
I wasn't trying. We just ended up talking about hotel Wi-Fi.
Okay. All right.
Over
2,200 miles away.
Yes.
Was it this tangent?
Wow. I think you
so. Last and finally, before I go, I mean, bless up to the entire Florida reps, Hoppy Libations, D-Lang, Al Green, and of course, the Grand Poobah himself, Florida Steve.
Oh, Florida Steve.
Wow, holding it together for him. We appreciate that.
Yep, they're all probably sleeping as they should be, but they're all going to crack up dying on Friday when they hear this.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
Well, fellas,
Florida out. You guys have a great night. I'm going to get some sleep.
Get to bed.
Yes. Yes. Keep up the good work, guys. Oh,
well done.
Bye.
Bye.
A little vibrato in there.
Bye.
So, ShamWow guys, apparently still in jail, and yes. I said I'm not quite brushed up on my current infomercial guys right now, and
night roll.
And so, Hot Pound wanted to let us know that Billy Mays is dead. So,
yeah, well, we knew that, yeah. Sure.
And then Beer Me 559 commented. He said Fresno 90 plus degrees equals Central Air Stout season.
I like it.
Yeah, and ironically,
have air conditioning handy. Yeah.
Don't go in the garage.
Ironically, mine is out right now.
Yes, so the truck lights are quite the topic of conversation in the chat room right now.
I'm trying to, because nobody Skype in now, because we got to get going here.
No, do we?
Yeah, we got to get going. Because we got things to do, and we have work to go to in the morning.
Oh, shit, it's midnight.
Outside the
camera. Okay. You do what you gotta do.
True cold. Oh, wait. Other song.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Woo, voicemails. We are the most robust voicemail. I don't think I'm using that word right. Anybody in podcasting, if you think like there's a podcast that has a better voicemailers than us, let us know, because I'd like to hear it and judge your opinion, because I think your opinion's wrong. Thanks, guys. Thanks for sitting through that burp, and let's hear the first voicemail of the week.
What's up, Perfect Pour?
How's it going, guys? What's up?
Colin and Janine.
We're calling on Sunday.
Hi, Colin and Janine.
Sorry, we can't stay up late enough to call into your live
Lumber
thing.
Did.
Otherwise, we would, because we really would like to, but that's 11 o'clock our time, and it's a school night, and we just can't do that.
We'll be sleepy. We'll be tired.
We'll be sleepy.
But that's okay. You guys are awesome. We can't believe you guys are getting 300th episode. Congratulations. So big time.
So awesome. We want to be played on your 300th episode.
Yay.
And so cool things we did is we went to Kevin's birthday.
Yep. Kevin and Marie.
Kevin and Marie. Or you're sick of hearing about it. No, Mikey.
Kevin and Marie.
But they're good, really good friends. And We went
to Dead Hippie Brewing Company in Littleton.
And there was a bunch of vinyl behind the wall. I took a picture of it.
That was awesome.
For him.
Yep.
Probably non-Golden Gods. That's what's going on.
Non-Golden Gods. So, we have a question for you guys. Okay. Your 300th episode.
Yes.
What, if you were alone and you could only drink with one animal, would it be a dog or a cat?
Ah.
Or any other animal.
Why is he trying to divide us?
Well, it has to be a viable animal. You can't say elephant.
Take an animal. No, it could be
a real animal.
Okay,
elephant. I feel like an elephant would drink all my beer.
Whatever you guys want. What animal elephant would you choose to drink with if you could drink with any animal?
Yeah, what's your narwhal, buddy? Of animals.
Ooh.
A narwhal.
You
can't pick a narwhal for narwhal, buddy.
You can pick a narwhal.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
That would be funny.
All right, guys. Well, happy 300th.
Janine's breaking the rules already.
Happy 300th. Happy Easter for all of you Catholics out there.
Yeah. We love you guys.
And we love you guys. And
thank you.
Keep up the good work. And stories.
Oh boy. Here we go.
And food.
And stuff.
Yes, Mikey, you were asked to show off your moleskin. That's why I gestured to you to do that.
Thanks.
And
I thought you were like, dude, shut up. People were seeing what you're writing in your moleskin.
No, it's like people want to see it.
You can see all your new drawings.
The audience wants to see your moleskin, so they're going to see your moleskin.
Yeah, they are. Wait, are we on the Snapchat line now? Are we live on Snapchat?
Did you accidentally fire it up?
What was your question?
Snapchat live.
Boxer dogs, of course.
Boxers are the best.
So
Lucy's my drinking buddy.
I saw in a grocery store a white boxer that was a that was a you know, care dog, not
service
dog,
animal.
Service animal.
Really?
What do you think about that?
Mm.
Probably farts a lot.
Yeah. White boxers, they're adorable.
They're rare. They're rarities.
Yeah, they have health issues, which makes me really,
oh, really?
Sad.
Oh,
yeah. They're good boxers.
But they are great dogs.
Mm-hmm. Our parents just got a new puppy, Poppy, and that I'm taking a liking to that dog. So oh. I wouldn't mind having some beverages with it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I'm a dog guy first, but yeah. I still do enjoy cats. And I think the mindset of a cat where it's just like, we're just going to sit here and not talk and just look out. Mm-hmm. That sounds really good drinking buddy to me.
If yeah, I mean, if I could have beers with JJ, hands down.
Yeah, JJ, great cat to have a beer with.
Yeah, it's true. Dogs are constantly wanting
yeah, there's
attention.
A lot of work. I mean, done come with that on. Yet? Louis is a lot of work, and your cats are very little work.
I'm going to sniff your butt. Hey, hey, it smells like butt.
Hey, hey, you got snacks? Thanks, cats usually out. Don't bother you when you're eating snacks. They're not like, hey, I want some of those snacks.
Yeah,
they're
you got like, some of that for me?
Like, I don't want that. So, I don't know. Dogs are number one, but cats are really close. And cat... More,
sir,
more
are you using cats, logic?
Okay, but no, but dogs more exciting. If you're just like, if you don't want to be less boring, you know, cats can be boring.
Cats can be boring.
So dogs, you know, if you're with another person, dogs better.
Ah.
If you're by yourself, cat better.
Wow. You went next level.
Yeah. Cause if you're just sitting here, if you're like me, I don't know what to say to other humans. And
that's but why you have dogs.
Yeah. So if there's a dog there, you're like, ah, look at this dog.
I can tell you whatever I want right now, and yep. You believe me.
Yep. Doesn't matter. So, there. Oh, fridge mic.
Fridge mic.
300th episode. It's pretty hot.
He says that as he's in the fridge right now.
It would suck if you didn't have your AC working right now.
Ah.
What's he going to do?
You need a guy?
What's
I
he
got
gonna
a guy.
Do? No, is that what you I'm need? Good. No, I got a guy.
Call Donald P. Dick, Mr. Cool. Support local.
That's right.
Wow. Do you have local AC, bro?
Yeah, I got local.
Is your AC
I had a local
indie?
Guy over here.
Is your AC indie?
Super indie.
I know a guy, if you pay him $20, he'll fix it.
Whoa. Hey, give me that guy's number. Because that guy's full of shit.
Hey, I hear your AC is broken.
Here, give me $20.
You try shifting in reverse?
Yep.
Oh,
I tried
you
that.
Didn't put your
you
AC in
forward?
Reverse?
Yeah, I tried shifting forward, too.
Oh, okay.
What's he going to come up with, Nick? What do you think?
He's going barley wine.
Barley wine. Let's go with an email right now. How about this? Captain Whiffle.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm emailing.
I'm not yawning.
It's Captain Whiffle, a.k.a. Captain Whiffle. Captain Whiffo, a.k.a. Captain Whiffle Ball. While you're at your 300th episode, I am slowly approaching number 200 on my backlogs. It's been since January 2008 when I first discovered you guys. I was tired of listening to music during work, so I was like, let me see if someone out there talks about something else I love, craft beer. Lo and behold, I come across a little podcast called The Perfect Boy. I picked it up. I picked it since it had the most listens on Podbean than any other podcast.
Yeah.
Look at us. Podbean, we have great success on Podbean. Boy, am I glad I did. Ever since I heard Mikey's voice, which he sounded like a cool, chill guy, and admitted he didn't know much about craft beer in the beginning. This is true.
He doesn't know anything now.
I was hooked. I was like, oh, I love it. I love hearing idiots trying to talk about beer. That was my commentary. Then I heard Nick's deep, sultry voice. And I was like, I can't get any better. And you guys talk about beer as well. Almost a year and a half later, I still look forward to the next episode. And thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for the countless hours of entertainment you have provided me. I even became a golden god.
Oh, man.
I'm also glad to be a semi-regular part of the show and get giddy every time I hear Captain Wiffo mentioned. One day I hope to have a few cold ones with you guys. I get it or I get up.
Whoa,
as Mike referred to it as.
Oh,
did I?
Yes.
I don't remember saying get up.
Well, our historian says otherwise, sir.
All right. Cheers on number 300, and here's to 300 more. P.S. Read the 300th episode. Read on the 300th episode. Can't wait for it. It's going to be fun. Woo. Keep up the good work, guys. Come on.
And the drops fail.
Damn drops. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Kevin Wiffle Ball. I only, if I see W and an I and an F, Wiffle Ball. I finish that with Wiffle Ball.
Perfect pour! How you doing, guys?
Hey.
This is Long Beach John, a.k.a. Fire Dog Brewing.
Whoa, Fire Dog.
We need an
I know. It's been a long time.
Yep.
Far too long, and I apologize for that.
We'll it's only dock you 10 credits.
And frustrating and trying time. But quick tap room update. I don't know where we stand.
Tap room update.
Great. We've had a tough time replacing our investor capital that bailed on us last fall.
Yeah, that hurts.
And it looks like our Hawthorne property is probably going to slip through our hands.
Oh,
we have a few leads still that we're pursuing. There's a couple investor types, big investor types that are seemingly interested. Might be some deal to be struck. My gut says that's probably less likely than likely. But, you know, we keep pushing forward and pursuing it. And if it doesn't work out, you know, we get up, we dust ourselves off, and we keep moving forward. So if it doesn't come together, you know, we're committed to going back to the drawing board, maybe scaling down in size, reinventing ourselves somehow. I'll keep you guys appraised of how all that goes and what the outcome is, which is a bit of a bummer. But anyways, on some fun, on a bit of fun news, had a get it last week with Fontana Jim.
He was
with Carson last week for work. My part of Long Beach isn't too far from there, so we met at Phantom Carriage. Had lunch. He's a super great guy.
I think I've heard of
that
place.
Can't speak more highly of someone. So I would highly recommend any of you guys on the social medias. He travels a lot for work. If you have an opportunity ever to meet up with him, have a get it, you know, jump on it. He's a cool guy. And lastly, some breaking news about Phantom Carriage.
What?
A great sour beer house, and they were getting into the hazy beers like everybody else, and I think doing a pretty good job with them. But their brewmaster parted ways last year, and the new guy they got is just super anti-hazy beer.
Perfect.
So no more hazies from Phantom Carriage.
Thank goodness.
Bit of a bummer. I thought were pretty good. In fact, I think Scotty B and Hoosecraft and I had a little get it there last year sometime and had a few. So, I guess, that's pretty much it. I will keep you guys up to date on what's going on with my trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, you keep up the good work. Bye.
Woo. Mikey, you gonna be sad if they don't make it in Hawthorne? Where, if not Hawthorne, where should Fire Dog go?
Lakewood.
Oh, okay. You think there's an untapped territory in Lakewood?
Yep. untapped bar in Lakewood.
Untapped bar in
That's
Lakewood.
That's where I want to go to. The Untapped Festival. Yeah. North Carolina.
Hey, guys, I'm driving. Hey, it's Long Beach John, a.k.a. Fire Dog Brewing again. Sorry, I will be very brief, as it's my second call, probably back-to-back. I just realized that it's your 300th episode.
Oh.
Congratulations. congratulations on that. That's a major milestone in podcasting history. And for myself and everyone else that loves listening to you guys, congratulations. It's a well-deserved honor. Making it this far, and you know, keep going, keep it up, keep up the good work, guys.
Dang. you already did keep up good work. Come on, man. Can't do it twice. Or can you? Love me, John. Fire dog. One day. Anywhere. How about Tulare?
300. That's 300 in Spanish, eh? Chew your beer here.
What's up, Chew?
Not trying to call in because I might not be able to, but I'm leaving a voicemail. Matt, Nick, and Mike, congratulations, eh? Monumental moment. 300 episodes of Perfect Pour. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I'm sure all the listeners do too, Holmes.
Holy smokes.
I don't know how else to put it. I'm sure everybody's saying, because of you guys, I visited Fresno.
What's those birds?
I probably would never visit Fresno until that day.
The mayor should thank us.
Thank you for opening my eyes and showing me cool things
key
out
to
there.
The city.
Also, because of you guys, I had the pleasures of meeting some amazing people. Kelly Hooscraft, Zorro Not Zorro, Paul from Fairfax, Fontana Jim, Evil Circle, the Scotty motherfucking B, my boy. Zach,
that's
Steven
nice.
And Zach.
Steven
their
and Zach.
Wives, your wives, producer Becky.
We're single young dudes, bro. What are you talking about?
Everybody from Dorktown.
Yeah, man.
Bells, man. An amazing person. Because of you guys, I got connected with people in San Diego, like the Indie Beer Show and 3B Zine, a.k.a. Yeah. Beer Night in San Diego. You guys, your arm stretches so far. It's amazing how people in Fresno can reach out all the way to San Diego.
Yes, we're surprised,
like the
too.
Beer craft mecca for California is. You guys are an amazing group. I really appreciate everything you've done, eh? Everything you've done. I just don't know how else to thank you or repay you. But just keep, if you keep doing it, I'm going to keep fucking listening. I'm going to keep calling in. And I'm going to keep trying to visit Fresno.
You keep up the good work.
I don't know what
work.
Else to say, man. I probably won't be able to call in. Like I said, my hyena is going to be like, who the fuck you calling at 10 o'clock at night?
That's right.
For some reason, you guys do shit real late. But I'm leaving you a
time I can do it.
Yes.
Real life, man.
Appreciate the hard work you do. It's not really hard work. I used to podcast. Enough of that.
Ooh.
I really do appreciate it. Everything you guys do. The time, the sacrifice time you take from your families is really appreciated. And just to leave with one note, the best thing that I like about the show is you guys. Your chemistry.
It's home. You, G.
You three are three pods and three peas in a pod, and you guys make that shit.
We pee in a pod?
Mikey with his voices. I guess what he said. And his. Mikey should have been an actor. I don't even know why he's podcasting. That guy should be an actor. Seriously, Holmes, your characters are amazing. Matt, your honesty and your blunt honesty and straight to the point, I appreciate that.
Thank
shit,
you.
Holmes, because in the streets, that shit has a lot of clout. Hey, you to me, you guys
got
an OG
street
to me.
Street clout.
Nick, what can I say? Nick, you're the handsome dude, bro.
What?
That's all I got to say. If Nick, amazing voice, you got a handsome dude.
I am Nick.
Stout knowledge and the way you talk about stouts. Orale, Holmes. No said, eh? Orale. I'll let you guys go. I don't want to fill up the voicemails. 300. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Holmes. Thank you for making my days at work blessed. All right, man. Let's chew your beer. It's 300.
Yeah.
Let's get three more. At the watcho.
Three more.
Three more. 303. Yeah. We're done. Chew.
Is that what he said? Yeah. I like that.
Thank you, Chew. Thank you, Chew, for everything you've done for the show. A big part of the show is Chew Your Beer. All the beer he sent us.
Oh, well, you know what? And he gave us Chocotasso. I mean, how much more could we ask for than that?
I mean, come on. It's now
the stout that keeps on giving.
It's now a beer.
He needs to do nothing else for us.
But there isn't any Chocotasso on right now at Zach's, right? There wasn't last week. Mm-hmm. I was there.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's trying hard to get some Chocotasso. Nobody could get me Chocotasso anywhere.
No, there's a very, very secret stash of Chocotasso, and it's on lockdown.
We might have a secret bottle of Chocotasso.
Oh, we have an OG.
Yeah, we have an OG bottle. Yeah. And I just can't bring myself to open up. Because it's such a rare.
It's rare. Whales.
Thank you to everything you've done for the show. It is much appreciated. As we continue on with the 300th episode and the voicemails.
Gentlemen of the Perfect Four, this is Ben.
Speaking of voices.
Yeah, no kidding.
Congratulations on episode 300. I gotta say thank you, you know, for the weekly hang. I mean, you guys, you are never the ones who flake out. It's usually me, but you're always there and you're reliable friends and I appreciate it. And not just you, but everyone who calls in, yes. All the golden gods, everyone on the porum, you know, it's like sitting down and cracking freshies with my buds. And so I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who's a part of the Perfect Pour, well, family. So thank you. Yes. Keep up the good work, everybody. Also on estate sale beers.
Well, kind of.
Wow. Way to jump the gun on that one.
Yep, right in the middle.
It was in Texas many years ago now, but it was like 1,000 degrees outside. Went to an estate sale, probably in the summertime. It was hot. And this house had been like buttoned up for an extended period of time. And I remember I went in, I can't remember what I bought, but I got a couple things. I'd been chatting with the lady who ran it and, you know, using the back door through the kitchen to load up my pickup. And I come back in, you know, one last thing. And the lady's like, hey, would you like a cold beer? And I was like, oh, would I?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Would I?
And she
helped this
fridge.
Leads to something.
And I could see, you know, the iconic, you know, bottle and label of Red Stripe. And I was like, oh, okay. That's not really what I was expecting, but yeah, whatever, you know. And she pulls one out, and it had like separated and congealed in the bottom, whatever wasn't water.
It's been in there for like 10 years.
Wow. It was so gross. It was so old. the little congealed solid in the bottom kind of broke apart a little bit, but not very much. And we laughed about it, and she said, well, never mind, and put it back in the fridge.
Oh, I thought, I was going to have to drink it. Beers.
You wanted it.
You wanted it.
Not really looking out for, but you need to look out for them, yeah.
Congealed Red Stripe.
Check your dates.
We'll talk more soon.
Bye.
Oh, see? We weren't around back then to stop Benj Clark.
Yeah, he didn't check his dates. But he did know to check for congealed things inside your bottle.
Something about this doesn't look right.
Is the live chat still going, Matt?
I haven't seen anything in a little while. There's 10 people hanging out.
We're still going.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
We're getting low on some battery here, but... yeah, we're down to 9%, so we probably got another about 10, 15, 20, right. 20 minutes
good,
in the
chat. Good heads up for the live chat, people. It could shut off at any point. Matt's laptop's like, nope, I'm done.
Ooh. Oh, man. I know what time it is.
Jazz. Sorry, it's been a minute since I called.
You made it just in time.
Give you an update.
I just watched a Portlandia clip earlier.
I've been pretty busy. Been doing a lot of traveling lately. In fact, I just got back from a trip to Japan. Wife and I and the kids took. While there, I got an opportunity to check out... few breweries, went to Baird Brewing, also checked out Ototo and Mickler, Tokyo.
Wow.
And also got an opportunity to check out PDX Tap Room, which was a really interesting spot. Whoever owns that spot is got to have some deep Portland connections because they had a lot of fantastic beer on tap. They even had a couple of beers from Great Notion, which was impressive since not even Portland bars can get Great Notion on tap. So
really?
They definitely have some connections. Anyways, highly recommend that spot if you're ever in Tokyo. Got to hit up PDX Tap Room. Also, went to Colorado recently and checked out Rockside Brewery. I was only there for a few days because I was working. but I did get a chance to check them out. And I'm actually going to be in Dallas next week. So if anyone has any recommendations,
I don't think we have a Dallas rep, do we? I don't think we do.
The other thing I want to tell you guys about is my buddy's running for Man of the Year for the LLS Foundation, Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
It's a good deal.
We're trying to raise like $50,000, our target, and we're approaching that. But I wanted to give a few people some props because we did an event at Tapforia, which is our local tap house, and Sun River Brewing donated a full keg for the event. And man, it was amazing. We raised over $2,000 that night.
Holy shit.
And so big thanks for to Mike from Tapforia for hosting us. The staff there was amazing. Because essentially, they were putting in their time, and it was just a good time. So big thank you to Sun River as well. They gave us one of their best IPAs, which was the Vicious Mosquito. And, man, I think we ended up blowing that tap that night, so it only took a few hours. Anyways, guys, feels good to be home for now. And but definitely looking forward to my trip to Dallas next week. So you guys keep up the good work, and I am out. Peace.
Peace. Dallas Recos. Let's go.
Dallas.
Who wants to be a rep in Dallas?
Yeah. All we have is Beer Metal Dude in San Antonio.
Yeah. We have a Houston rep and a San Antonio rep, but we don't have a Dallas rep.
Yes. That Man of the Year stuff, that's no BS, man. They raise a lot of money.
Hmm.
Like, I think in the Valley, they shoot for like $100,000 to be Man of the Year. It's crazy how much they try and raise for that. And LLS is, sorry, I'm tangenting you guys, but that's the fundraiser we raised money for when we did the bike ride in Tahoe.
Okay.
That's that my year of bike riding, mm-hmm. 2015, where I talked about bikes nonstop. That was our fundraiser. We were raising money for LLS. So cheers to that. Cheers to them for raising money for that.
Nice. You guys all having a good time? Having fun? Having a good time. Like, wow, 300. Yep. So cool. Woo!
Dedicated to Lake Park Magic Sayers. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on. All right.
Oh, baby, don't you want
perfect.
It's
the chef.
Chef.
That's right. It's the Chicago Beer Rep.
Sweet home, Chicago.
Chicago,
IL. Top beers.
Top beers.
Congratulations on 300 episodes.
Thank you, chef.
That is amazing.
You're the best.
Well, guys, I wish I could stay up late with you tonight on this Skype machine. I don't get the channel. No, I mean, it's a little bit late over here in the Central Standard Time, so I'm going to catch some Z's. But, you got to get ready to drink more beer the next day. But just wanted to real quick
say get fresh say for the next day.
Congratulations. 300 episodes. 300 episodes. I mean, that's amazing.
300.
That's, not tree
that's
fitty.
A lot of alcohol.
300.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I know you guys are pros.
Don't check my liver.
Anyways, guys, it's not it's the pickle. Beers. It's the mileage.
But, it's not the beers.
Anyways, that's good.
It's the mileage.
Guys, congratulations. Thanks for being such a cool show and down to earth, guys. And thanks for wanting your fans to contribute. That's kind of special. So thank you guys for everything. Man, as always, it's been educational. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Chef. And thank you for that. At that Indiana Jones reference.
Top beers.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Top beers.
Wait a minute.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Beers.
I don't know what's happening, but that was awesome.
Wow. Oh my.
Can you just replay the last little bit again?
Can we just rewind a little bit?
I'll try.
Can we just rewind a tiny bit?
Guys.
Not that.
Oh, not that? Come on, you don't want to hear this? Oh. Good work,
guys. No. We're wondering what the hell just happened in our ears.
Bears.
Thank you guys for everything. Man, as always, it's been educational. Cheers.
Bears. Bears. Chicago.
It gets better every time.
Bears.
I know. I thought that was us laughing. That was not us laughing.
No.
It was them laughing at the same thing we're laughing at.
They impressed themselves.
Bears.
That was a good one right there.
Chicago.
That's the best part.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. Because just in case you're thinking, like, oh, is this a Seattle chapter of the Bears?
Yeah.
No. Chicago.
But you must absolutely have the dead air between to sell that.
Yeah.
That's part of the magic, in case you didn't know.
Like, which De Beers is this? Oh, it's Denver De Beers. No, Chicago.
Chicago.
Thanks, Jim. Oh, man.
This is 300.
This is 300. We're having fun, and it's late. We still need beer.
Beer! There you go.
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorite podcasts.
Hold on.
To Wednesday Night Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Sky 91, and tonight we celebrate episode 300 of The Perfect Pour. Congrats, guys, on one hell of an achievement and a lot of beer drunken. But before drunken. We get into all the celebrations,
my beer is not drunk.
I'm missing something. Something very important. You can hear it right there. I think you guys can guess what it's going to be. Guys, special beer in the house tonight. This is from Treehouse Brewing. This is Alter Ego. Three A's in the beginning of it. I think that's some sort of variant. Got myself the top pour and the middle and the bottom. That's what happens when you're drinking it by yourself.
Yes.
Or when all I'm the pours with you guys by myself.
Yeah, you're via, with us.
The voicemail. I don't know how all that works. This is a 6.8% American IPA.
Nice.
It's hazy. It's hoppy. And it's delicious. It's delicious. Got it here in my treehouse glass. But wanted to quickly jump into what I've been doing during my 2 months of slacking from the Perfect Pour. I hit 10 new breweries, so I think I'm at 187.
Jeez.
In my quest to get it. All of them.
What badge on Untappd is that?
But ones I hit was Fox Farm in Salem, Connecticut. Cool brewery on a farm in an old barn, beautifully refurbished. Wow. Some pretty good beers out there. Definitely recommend them if you're in Connecticut. And then I got to hit Trillium, one of the biggest breweries in New England, Trillium in Canton, Massachusetts, on my way up to a Boston Bruins New York Rangers game.
Uh-oh.
Which we won't discuss how
Hacky.
That one went.
Ooh.
Brought back a bunch of beer
I
from
think
that
the
trip.
Rangers aren't in the playoffs awesome. Anymore.
But, as for my homework, I want to say when I get from the Perfect Pour, I get this cool platform to do this little mini podcast.
Yes.
I tried podcasting before once. It didn't really work out. So this gives
me a
little mini form. I don't have to always be there every week. Like I haven't been the past couple, but, and I
get yeah, we noticed
cool people from across
Dude,
the country.
Gotta get
thanks
in.
For rubbing it in
world and, see what they're drinking on tap and Twitter and, it's super cool. Hopefully by episode 600, I'll get out to California and visit some of these places.
That deadline, 600.
So, yeah, the my keg's getting a little empty. I'm probably at or over 3 minutes. So, you know, wrap things up. Maybe I'll be on the show live tonight. We'll see. Damn East Coast time and work in the morning. But, yeah, I hate sleeping. And so I'll be on the Skypes, hopefully. Still watching Game 7 between Caps and the Hurricanes.
Ooh.
They're in the second OT.
Are you impressed by that?
Maybe it'll
second OT.
On,
oh, I love safe. Stanley Cup overtime.
But, so, yeah, I'll see you guys next time.
It can go in. It might still be going.
It might still be going.
Drank it.
Yeah. Are we talking sun up?
Possible. Wake up. It's the F fifth troop. Overtime.
Now we will share a lifetime of the fondest memories by the lake of Onawana, sat in the old pine trees.
Camp on, we hold you in our hearts.
But when we think
this thing came apart.
Think I wanna wanna speak, I wanna wanna live, wanna wanna wanna
I've seen that, but I have no idea what it's from.
Salute your shorts.
The can right in front of you.
Well, I don't know. I never. What is it from? That's a salute your shorts. I know we're drinking. I know that's what we're drinking. I'm trying to don't know the reference.
Put the two together.
Camp Alvarado. I'm not getting it.
Salute Your Shorts was a TV show on Nickelodeon back in the day. And so Alvarado did Salute Your Schwartz.
It's a Schwartz beer. I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
I figured you, out of all people, would have caught that.
I know I've heard that.
He was doing before, cool things when we were sitting at home watching Nickelodeon.
No, okay.
Yeah.
He was drinking in Bond's parking lots.
I am older than you.
He was probably a Cartoon Network guy.
No, I know. He was probably a...
no, I didn't have any of those. TBS, I was all Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry. Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry. And Woody Woodpecker.
Animaniacs?
A little bit. I was a little old for that, but I was still watching it. I wouldn't tell anyone I was watching Animaniacs.
Mr. Rogers?
But I was watching Animaniacs. Mr. Rogers.
GoBots.
Yeah, Transformers, GoBots, G.I. Joe... Thundercats. G-Force. Yeah.
Oh boy, man. The live stream is going to come to a close. Down at 2% on the laptop.
Oh, live stream, we love you. Thanks for joining us for the first time ever. Best live stream ever. And that was all the voicemails for the end email box. Now it's time for voicemails the traditional way. 559-492-0542 is where you can leave that voicemail for the network, the Dorktown Network.
Network.
So once in a while, Dorktown email or voicemail slips in there.
Oops.
I'm waiting for a get off my podcast voicemail or a phone with famous.
Nicolas Cage.
We've had Dorktown, obviously. That's what started all, but where's it? Get off my podcast. And that's what this person did. They called and they left this.
Perfect Four. Hey, happy 300, guys.
Woohoo.
Hey, it's Florida Steve.
Hi, Florida Steve.
I'm leaving you guys' voicemail because, unfortunately, I won't be Skyping in
what?
Tonight. I know you guys
you're probably waking up right now. You can still Skype in.
And with the whole time difference and me... having to be up early to get the kids to school and then get myself to work, staying up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But I still want to call
all kinds
and
of sense,
wish you guys a happy 300th episode. You guys have been greatly entertaining for the amount of time that I've been listening. I've really... really, you guys have kind of opened my eyes and in a way, have helped me get into the industry of craft beer.
Yes, and Steve's industry.
Even craft industry. Kombucha. That's craft really buncha. The industry that I'm in.
Ooh, craft at buncha. The
but with you guys being so hyped up and so excited about the craft beer culture and industry as a whole, really has got me hyped up about really pursuing what I love, which is being loving. I love the culture. I love the industry. I'm enjoying my time working for a brewer, and it's been a great ride. You guys have been great. I hope you enjoy the beers that I've sent you in the past. And I kind of miss Bell's. I kind of miss my little rivalry I had early on. When I originally sent you guys beer early on, and Bell's was there on the show, yep. And ripped me a new one for the beers that I sent. We had a little thing going. But it was all in good fun. And cheers to 300, and hopefully cheers to 300 more, guys. Anyway, that's all I got.
Wow.
Keep up the
Can we just do like six more? Six, maybe seven more. Let's get through 10, see how we go.
Oh, yeah. Because when Bell's came on, we had some Florida beers. And, you know, I mean, they're East Coast, so they're going to be a little malty. And Bell's just cannot stand malty IPAs. He's like, this is shit.
He was sugarcoating it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He was being nice.
Yeah.
And they did have a little rivalry going for a while, a little fun rivalry.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Hey, what's up, Perfect Four? This is Jay, Utah rep.
Yeah.
I want to call real quick. Say congratulations on the milestone.
Thank you.
You guys do a big time service for people. You help us get through the work day.
Wow.
Keep up the good work. I'll have a beer when I get home for you guys. I'm going to got a special bottle of Blue Jean Milk Stout from Bell Brewing.
Wow.
It's
Blue Jeans.
Amazing beer. Oh, and Chew. I haven't seen you check in on that bottle yet that I sent you.
Yeah. Give it, to Chew. Give it to Chew because he gives it to everyone else. You give that to Chew.
Chew, good work, guys, and thanks for everything.
Oh, thank you. That's right. I like people giving it to Chew for not drinking beer, sent him. Because he was like 3 days after he sent him beer, he's like, why haven't you drink that?
Yeah.
What's going on? You got to drink that fresh. I'm like, yeah. Well,
he's not wrong, but.
No, he's not wrong, but it's like, give us a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I like somebody else saying it to Chew. Like, Chew, when are you going to drink that beer? Dude,
what are you sleeping on that?
Why even you drink it, Chew? Come on, Chew. Drink the beer.
Well, happy 300th episode there, Perfect Four. Ooh, to call in with what the old Fontana Jim enjoys about the show.
Yeah?
All right.
First off, I want to thank you guys for creating a beer community. It actually is kind of cool. I know Colin and Gene called in last week. Talked about how a couple of people from a couple of 100 miles apart kind of end up becoming friends. Just because of you guys and a nice little community sounding board you guys are. So I'd like to thank you for that. And some of the things I like about the Perfect Four, I like it when Mikey starts tripping over his own tongue during culture.
What?
Right during there in the everything? Beginning, because it sounds like he may have tailgated a little harder than everyone else.
Tailgate hard.
That's when you know the show's going to get a little rammy when Mikey starts going off on his own tangents, and he just kind of starts talking to himself.
So every show.
Over his own tongue.
Literally, that's Mikey every
that's
day.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
He's not making this stuff up, folks. No.
Also want to thank you for introducing me to Fresno Brewery. Who knows? If I hadn't heard of you guys, I might only be going to Tioga and Tacos maybe over by the in-laws house when I'm up there in the neighborhoods. So,
that's a
once again, thank you guys.
Way out there.
Couple things I want to say is I love turtles. And keep up the good work, guys.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He nailed
it. Try. We'll try to do that.
That's about right.
Yeah, that worked. Thank you, the Fontana Jim, on the social media as being one of the LA reps. And thank you, everybody, that emailed, voicemailed us and stuff this week. Thank you, guys. And it's just a lot of listeners that get the show. Thank you guys for getting the show, because we are just a hangout with friends, and I'm pretentious, but we're still beer geeks, and we just like to hang out and be a community of like-minded folks and unlike-minded folks. And then we pull that unlike-minded person in, and we're like, look at the dumb stuff we do. You should be doing it as well.
Too late to turn back now.
Yeah. I did put this question out on to our Twitter account, so I don't want to forget some replies on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Salvador Anton. He said, oh, what do I get from your show? You're down to earth. You're doing what probably most of your audience does. Sit around, BS, maybe educate. Talk about what's good or bad about a beer style, beer company, etc. So thanks, dudes, and happy 300th. Hashtag cheers. Thank you, Anton. Chino Yacht Club says, question, what is the one thing you get from our show? Answer, a sexually transmitted disease.
Shit.
Chino, thanks. Come on. We do advise.
This is a family-oriented
you wear
business,
a condom
sir.
When you listen to the show, but that's all right.
Ear condoms.
Larry from Tulare.
Oh, yes.
I like that's a local show, but it's a national show. I like that I can see you guys in public at beer events and say, hey. I like the balance of personalities with Mikey being wacky, Nick being wacky on occasion, and Matt pulling it back to the center. The voicemails are great, too.
I will step up my game.
Evil Circle says, gotta listen so I could be informed on the Popolo Salabar updates.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, raisins this week.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I haven't been there in a while.
The macaroni salad has been gone for quite a while now.
Ooh,
it's been potato salad.
Don't like that.
Yes.
I will macaroni salad over macaroni salad or potato salad.
Mac.
Both.
No, you gotta choose one.
No.
It's not an or game.
Both.
Nah, you're disqualified.
Yep.
That's not how any of this works.
But yes, salad bar hanging in there.
All right. Now, Evil says, to be serious now, I love that you guys are just normal guys having fun, and talking about beer in Fresno. You don't seem like you're some experts or better than us. You guys are great. Keep up the good work. Guys,
bye.
Thank you, Evil. Thank you for getting the show. This is Chew Your Beer. This is community. Your show expands further than city-based beer podcasts. Community Perfect Pour has put many different people together to celebrate indie beer. Community is what you gentlemen have given me. Thank you.
He must know that we're in the county because we're. He said city podcast.
Yeah, so we're in the county island.
County island podcast.
Yeah. Annex.
And there's Scott, the Scotty 91 just tweeting how he's powering. I don't know. We should talk about this. Scotty 91 is having a Molson Golden.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's a Miller, it's a Molson Coors.
Well, if you have to have big beer, that's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah. It's definitely a good.
It's a little outside the box. Be. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to have big beer, you have it way outside the box. And then we'll kind of like, all right.
Have a boosh.
Okay. Boosh.
Hoptology at Tom, Hoptology SD was like, I'll try, but this damn close to bedtime, boys. Good luck.
You're telling us, Buster.
Yeah, right. And, you guys, and he also said that you guys have set the bar for the unpretentious beer show. Keep doing it. Congrats on 300. And I think, hopefully, I didn't miss anybody else's 300. J Hops Hound, Hops underscore Hound. Woo, 300th episode.
Yes.
And he's drinking an Odell.
There you go.
So thank you guys, everyone that listening to the live stream, and for calling the show and listening all these 300 episodes. You guys are awesome. I don't know if we want to do, do we want to do Looking Out For Us?
Sure.
We'll do one.
Parabola 2019.
You're looking out for Parabola 2019.
Looking out for beers.
Y'all sure? Who wants this short?
Nick, Parabola.
If there was a stout season, why the hell is Parabola released in May?
Ooh, I don't know. Why are they releasing it in May? Do they usually release it in May?
Absolutely. Every time.
Well, they should change it to stout season because.
Thank you. That is what am I looking out for.
All right. Matt, are you looking out for things?
Looking out for a friend zone from Central Coast Brewing.
Oh, you should have been here last week. Oh,
yeah. Really? I saw that. I about lost my crap.
I'm losing my crap.
My sandwich.
There was just so much. I had to throw most of it away.
Yeah, we didn't drink it all.
What? You didn't even finish it?
It was really filling. Nah, I mean,
it was a filling beer.
There's some in the shop sink over there. Yeah. If you still want it.
Yeah, if you want to drain, you know, you have a snake, you could drain that.
There's some P-trap beer for you.
Like, I totally had a Ross moment when I saw that the can line up.
We're just like, nah, it's all right.
Yep.
I even contacted my friend. I was like, oh, I didn't get to try the beer. And she's like, oh, yeah, we sold out of it. And I was like, cool, thanks.
I had a lot of it. I was like,
he filled his bathtub with it.
I was like getting sick. I mean, it's a great beer, but I'm getting pretty
I'm tired of this.
So tired of it. I had a whole 4-pack. I was like,
hey, guys, I got a new BB gun. Just been shooting up these cans.
Those two are still full.
Yeah, but it's more fun to see the beer pour out of it when you shoot it.
Left them outside all day. It's probably nice and hot by now.
Yeah, probably good. Yeah, who cares? Nobody wants those. That all you're looking out for?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, okay. I'm looking out for a Mumford Brewing
Mumford
Sound Experience, a North New England DIPA. Oh, but because it's a label by.
Okay.
It's got cool sound, like 70s, 60s sound experience label artwork. It's pretty damn cool. Okay. I saw this on Jason Loves Beer's feed. The Sierra Nevada's Hoptimum is out.
Mm.
Do we care about Hoptimum anymore? Are we still interested? I remember that was like a pretty epic beer back in the day, but I feel like we've sort of forgotten about it. So you want to have this year? I don't think I had last year's.
You probably did.
I don't know. But that triple IPA, that the West Coast style triple IPA, and that is Hoptimum. This year it has Strata, Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic, Laurel, Crystal, and Equinox. So many hops were had. Gigantic Brewing up there in the Portland area somewhere, in Oregon somewhere. They're doing a Hellboy series. Hellboy is a comic book that has been turned into movies, and they're rebooting it. I guess it's a reboot. It's like super early to be doing a reboot, but they did it with Spider-Man, so whatever. But they got six different Hellboy themed beers going on at Gigantic. So I want them all because they're all the comic book based and they look pretty fucking cool. And Beechwood Brewing's having a Japanese style lager called Hayabusa. And it's American barley, Canadian pilsner, toasted flake rice, German hops, and it's a Japanese style lager.
So awesome.
It's very international.
Hayabusa, isn't that a sports bike?
Maybe. You tell me.
Crotch rocket.
You tell me, bok boy. Bok
bike choy. Boy.
Bok choy.
Bok choy.
Tell me, bok choy. And that's about an apple.
Pew, pew, pew. Bah, 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 bah. And as Mikey goes to the beer fridge, and he does not turn on the fridge mic. How about that? Way to go. Oh, it's on. Can we hear him? If you listen closely, you'll hear the sounds of the wild Mikey at the fridge.
In effort to not keep the show going long, had epic Easter, had epic bottle share. Go to my Untappd. I probably checked.
Thank goodness. I was hoping Matt would remember because I sure don't.
There's a photo on my phone.
I remember a great change. I remember
there was two great
Parabra
change.
Java.
There was a Parabra Java.
I took a nap.
There was a.
So you got the wife to drive
leafy
me
greens.
Home.
Leafy greens.
What? You had leafy greens?
Leafy greens. Freshies. It was so fresh, Total Wine didn't even have it in the system yet.
We don't have this in the system. You're like, sweet.
Sweet. $8, I believe.
I think I saw it for $6.99. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Some great beers.
Nice.
Great beers.
Yes, he had a big ball exchange for Easter.
Yeah, well, you know, on Sundays, Zach's is closed. So Steve and Zach get to play.
I know, it sucks.
Okay. So we got
sucks
to have,
for me, bro.
Hang out with the actual Zach's crew.
I love
while
gold.
Not working.
I wasn't working either, but nobody cares.
We care.
It was also nice to see Matt.
Oh, hey. We care. Oh, man. One more. We got to at least get one more in here. It's 300 episodes. This is from the Fontana Gym. Green Cheek Bear. It's a Green Cheek Bear.
Oh, man.
This is a Live Fest
Long
Bear,
time
bros.
Looking out for.
Dad's Implant. Looking out for double dry hop to Hazy. Hazy.
Wow. See? Oh, if that man. Was a stout, you could have saved it till Father's Day.
Nope. Gotta drink it now.
It's a hazy.
Gotta drink it right now. Oh, Green Cheek, man. I'm so happy to be having a Green Cheek beer.
Yeah, you might get to have all of this.
That might be your closet beer on the way.
Ooh, I'm going to take that into my house.
Oh, man.
My house beer.
See, if we had homework or had time to do homework, we could have come up with all the sayings we've had over the 300.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. I was thinking all those kind of things to do, and then I was like, whoa, man, that's a lot of research to do. Never mind.
Yep, especially with no search function on the Podbean archive.
Oh, gosh. Nope. Thank you, sir. Oh man, you did yours. You guys did your Bincots. Yep. Easter, I had a variety pack from Sierra Nevada.
Sweet.
That had that Hop Solo in there.
Oh,
Star Wars
thing.
Did
that
beer.
Tickle your.
It was nice. Nice enough beer.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Photo worthy.
The Hellas, I didn't even. There was a couple of Hellas in there. I didn't even get to have it. Producer Becky took all the Hellas in there.
Didn't get to have it.
Wow.
I hid the Hop Solo away because. I have the Ishess and the family comes up. We usually host holidays. And
okay.
We hosted Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hop Solo, there was only two Hop Solos.
Wow.
So I put in my personal beer fridge so that I want to make sure, like, I'm going to have this. And the other one I buried down, way down in the beer chest.
Nobody will ever find this.
Yeah. And nobody found it. I had it all to myself. Nobody else had it. So it was all mine. So, you know, I used, my.
You have learned something in 300 episodes.
Oh, yeah. That's my arc. That's my podcast story arc is that.
How to hide beer successfully.
Yeah, I've learned how to hide the good beer.
Yes.
And that's what I've done in 300 episodes. Mikey Top Horror on the Untappd, the Nick 80.
See,
that's Nick Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Yeah, are all on the Untappd, and we're ready to accept your friend.
What are those words?
Requests. I don't know, man. It's late. I think. What time is? It's early.
Cheers. Oh,
cheers.
Cheers, Mikey, for giving me the fancy water and not the brother.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I did not get fancy water.
It's purified drinking water with electrolytes. And it's pH balanced.
I am not.
Nick's got the cheap store brand water.
I will not be showing up next week.
Cheers out to everybody that took the time to watch, call in, Skype in, chat in to the show this evening, and to the any amount of the past 300 episodes.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Nick.
Yes, what Matt said.
All the things that Matt said were good, and they were fine, and I agree.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers to everybody. Cheers to Captain Whiffo for doing the hard work of following us all the way from one to, what's he at, 200 now? I'm sure there's others out there, but we'd like to know if you're out there listening all the way from the start to 300.
And if you'd like to be a rep, look on the reps page if you're in the towns. Yes. We like all our reps. Big berg cheers to the reps.
Berg cheers.
Everyone that's a rep of the show. That's in their city, and they're like, I'll rep this shit Perfect Pour, so that any Perfect Pour listeners that comes to their city, they can vouch for the places to go and the beer to have, and maybe even have a get it.
Have a get it.
All your cheers, Nick?
Yes.
All right. Cheers always to the golden gods of the Perfect Pour that donate money to the show. That's where we're at, man. 300 episodes. Get people giving you money. You want to get in the podcasting game, you just got to, you know, hang in there, do 300 episodes, and you get some money. So thank you guys, all the golden gods, very appreciative of what you guys do for us. And it's always very humbling every month when that comes through. Perfect Pour Pod, or actually patreon.com/perfectpour. If you're like, I want to be a golden god, check it out. You might be into it. You might not be. Cheers to Bells and producer Becky and the podcast called Dorktown.
Absolutely.
Because everything on Dorktown Network basically is a offshoot of Dorktown. So we used to talk about beer and craft beer, and Bells started me really going to the geek side of craft beer. With Pliny, he's the one that introduced Pliny to the world and everything before craft beer was a thing, and Dorktown started all the other podcasts. It was sort of started from Dorktown, and partially the Perfect Pour is due to that. So.
Yes, absolutely.
And then producer Becky has to deal with every Wednesday night. She has to deal with her husband being, don't bother me. I'm podcasting. Okay. Don't come out here and talk to me because I'm podcasting. So you handle it because I have a podcast and that's really important. That's what I do every week. Come in there.
Wow. You need a Snickers? What's going on over there?
No, don't come out. Yeah. Well, you need a Snickers. Calm me down. So thank you guys. Those two cute kids. They're the best.
We would not be here.
We would not be.
If it were not, if Dorktown was not great success.
It was a great success of being a show for every once every 6 months. Also, everyone that listens, since over 300, since all the 300 episodes are from 299 on to now, thank you guys for being here and hanging out with us. Everyone that's given us beer, a lot of people give us a lot of beer.
Yes.
And I don't know, I feel like I don't appreciate it enough. It's just, it's sometimes it's just like, I don't stop and think enough. So thank you guys for all the beer that you give us and all the content you provide for us and all the sharing on the social media.
Yeah.
And everybody and talking about the show, and really appreciate
especially
it.
The Golden Guns and the Porum. They constantly share news and stuff they're interested in with us. It's really
right.
Nice to see what's making them angry about craft beer, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you want to rant about
today? Yeah, we don't post too many positive things. Oh, like, no. Look at this cool thing. Like, no,
look at this bunch of styling pile of poo.
Then I'm interested. Like, yes. Yeah, don't drink beer and Worst Beer Blog. Their accounts don't thrive off positive beer.
Oh, no.
So thank you guys. Thanks everyone for listening to the show. We're cool. Everything's cool. We're good.
We're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get to 301.
Let's get to that 301. It's gonna be a good show.
301, bro.
Alright. Thank you guys. Be safe. Have the fun. Check your day.
For those that are still there, I want to do at the end audio bit, little Easter egg.
Okay.
But they're still here.
This is a secret record that if you've been listening to the secret record.
Secret track.
And it's been silent and you're still there.
All right. So let's go over the Sammy Hagar set list. Both of you. This is mainly. This is mainly geared towards Mikey, but brother, you're allowed to chime in.
Yes. You have the full set list?
I have the full set list.
Let's see what I miss.
I'm going to go warm up the bicycle.
So yeah, I'll be out warming up the bicycle engine.
He opened with Trust Fund Baby, which is off with...
That's a terrible song, by the way. I'm sorry, Sammy. Terrible song.
Oh, so you've heard
That's
it.
That's his new song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Really bad.
Second song,
Trust Fund Baby!
Which was a Sammy Hagar song.
Wait, what was it?
Second song in, which is There's Only One Way to Rock.
All right. Solid song.
Second song in, deep
that's
cut.
That's a high song to go second.
Which Ooh. It seems like to me, like the encore was.
There's only one way to rock.
I don't know about the encore. So, I mean, maybe. I don't want to give it up.
Let's see where we get there.
All right. The next song is also a Sammy Hagar song, Three Lock Box.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3 Lock Box, Box, Box.
So how are we doing so far? Pretty good?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he's going high end, right? Okay. There. I mean, besides the first song.
Fourth song, but he's got to
because it's a new song. He's got to play it.
Fourth song in, he breaks into Van Halen. Any guesses what he started off with?
Why can't this be love?
No.
Tell me why.
What's the...
He started off...
Best of Both Worlds.
Ooh, maybe.
Ooh, he started off.
That's some, too Van Halen-y, though.
Started off some pound cake. They did a pretty good cover of it. I mean, they had at least half of Van Halen there.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Van or Halen, but one of them was there.
It was neither, but it was half of Van Halen.
Down home.
And then
makes the one.
Then he drove right on into his biggest song ever.
That's like early in the set to be.
Drive 55. Fifth song in. But I was surprised myself.
But here's the thing about that song. Like, everybody's sick of it. There's like nobody.
He's like, let's just get this over with.
No, right. And like everybody's like, yes, you gotta play it, but also like, let's get it done. So it's like, I can't drive 55. All right, we did it.
That's close enough.
Hey, wasn't that song 3 minutes and 25 seconds?
That's cool. Let's go. We did it.
Sixth song in was Can't Hang, which I believe is off the new album.
All right. I was going to say, I don't know that one.
And then he went right back to Van Halen for the seventh song for the seventh seal.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
Yeah.
That, like, even if it was Van Halen playing, you'd be like, whoa, this is pretty.
That's a deep cut right there.
Yeah, that's deep cut.
Wow. Then he was staying on that Van Halen train, and he was finishing what he started.
All right. Solid song.
Oh, boy.
Come on, baby, finish what you started.
And then, which probably had the best slideshow going on behind the band, was Right Now. That was ninth song.
Solid.
And like, probably.
Right Now! This is the appreciation like of everybody, Modern Times.
Modernizing the song.
So they put
right
up,
now, Modern Times is overextended.
They put up the slide. It's all. You're surrounded by redheads, and everybody just like lost their shit when that slide went up on behind them.
It's true.
So true.
Then they went into Devil Came to Philly, which I assume is a new song.
It must be a new song.
I think it's a new song.
We're trying to really sell that new album.
Because the new album is like a concept album, so it's chapters, but listen it from beginning to end before you decide.
Yeah, you do that.
Then there was the Full Circle Jam, which is called Chump Change.
Yeah, that's another new one.
That then. Basically he signed a lot of t-shirts during that time.
Wow.
He just signed t-shirts and threw them back out to people.
That was a bathroom break time, definitely.
Then he did a Montrose cover.
Oh, nice.
Rock Candy.
Yeah. You rock candy, baby.
That was song number 12.
Sweet and sing it.
Yep. And then 13, Back to Van Halen.
Right.
Any guesses?
Back to Van Halen.
It's the Why Can't This Be Love?
Yep. Oh,
Mike
yeah.
Mike is like, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
And then number 14.
He still is wondering, why can't this be love?
Number 14. It was another cover song.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys know who his current drummer is.
No.
Yes, it is the son of Led Zeppelin drummer.
Oh,
it's Jason Bonham.
Yeah.
So they decided to do a little rock and roll.
Oh,
and Sammy Hagar does a pretty damn good cover of rock and roll.
Okay.
If I do say so myself.
There you go. You were there.
And then for the 15th song, he broke into heavy metal.
Call it heavy metal.
Solid song. And then probably the song that everybody took a bathroom break for was number 16, because it was a Sammy Hagar and the Wabos cover, Mas Tequila.
Mas Tequila!
Oh, boy.
Dan-an. Yeah, it goes on about 2 minutes too long.
You know a lot more of his music than I thought you would.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mike and then,
I know
and then
he, I just don't know that new album.
And then he did, it was...
No Chickenfoot?
Then he did
I know Chickenfoot.
Okay.
He
just
did
Satriani, man.
He did a build-in on this one. He started out just acoustic guitar, then drums came in, then it was full band.
Where eagles fly!
You called it.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm just going off of my knowledge right there.
Yeah. He was like...
Come on, take me away!
It's like they dim the lights... Everybody disappears.
Oh, man, it's going to get serious now.
He walks back in with his acoustic guitar, and he was just he's all normally you just take breaks before doing the encore, but he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And
fuck. Like, yeah, like, dude, it's so raw.
It's like
he didn't know he was going to do that.
You just want to get out of here before 10:30.
Pretty
get
much.
It.
Yeah, it's Fresno. It's going to get hot in a minute now.
Oh, and then...
I don't want any questions about Granite Park, okay?
Don't ask me about the Cabo Wabo Cantina, all right? Son of a bitch. Hey, Simon! What happened to Cabo Wabo Cantina?
Granite Park!
Shut up!
He did say through many times throughout the show that he was very happy with coming to Fresno and playing Fresno and seeing all his friends and all that stuff. So,
what city am I in, man? Yeah.
Oddly enough, Columbus, Ohio says the same thing. They're like, man, he was really appreciative of being in Columbus.
And
is this that city I got sued in? So, let's get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. For
song number 13 was Why Can't This Be Love? And when he got to song number 18, he figured it out. I figured out when it's love.
Why can't this be love? Well, when it's love, why not?
And then he closed out the night with Affirmation, which is the song that people decided to skip to get out to their cars quicker.
Ooh.
Which is closed off the new album.
That was a bad way to close a show.
Which Sarah. I feel like Eagles Fly, When It's Love, and Affirmation was a very weak, like, encore.
The Affirmation is.
I feel like he could really have like put Pound Cake in the encore, and people would have felt better about it.
They should not have. He should not have done that last song. That's bad. Bad choice.
No, best of both worlds.
So, nah,
that's a closer.
But that's too. But okay, the Van Halen songs he chooses are very Sammy Van Halen songs.
Yes.
Best of Both Worlds is a very Van Halen Sammy song.
Okay.
It's too Eddie.
I did not.
If it's too Eddie heavy, then he won't choose it.
Eddie heavy.
I will say, with exception of at least two or three songs, he did have his guitar out. So, and I think
he's an underrated guitarist, Sammy. I'll say that.
Yeah. So it seemed like his song choices were driven around him being able to play guitar.
Wow.
To him.
Are we still on the podcast? Oh, so, my God.
That's your extended bonus feature of episode 300. Ooh, I wanted to get Mikey.
Bonus features. Oh, yes. Mikey,
you know,
was all
YouTube is full of Mike of people's reactions.
YouTube is full of people fucking giving
so now we
Mikey.
Had, so now we had Mikey's reaction to the Sammy there Hagar set list.
Yep.
It's pretty clever. Like
two listeners will enjoy that.
Yeah. Like I said, they could at the end song, they could just cut off there or they can keep it rolling.
They can go about their business or they can stay here.
Yeah. Mind your business.
Yeah. Mind your business, listener. No, go enjoy your day. Be safe.
Check your dates.
All right. Whatever. You don't have to check your dates, but I'm just suggesting it.